Blog Talk Radio.
Because
is hurt. And it's hard to forgive when you've been cheated on by your husband or wife, or deceived by your best friend, robbed by your child, or abused by your parents. It's hard for us to overcome our anger and hurt from being mistreated by someone, especially by someone that we love. And I know each and every one of us on this line today have been through some type of hurt, even if it's been on the job. Glory be to God. It could be your friend. It could be your sister's or brother. But we have even been in the church. The worst hurt is in the church. Glory be to God. So we've all been through a form of pain, hurt, because we've been offended or mistreated by a friend or a loved one. Now, and we don't want to give in, you know, or to ask forgiveness, but look, and I'm bringing this back because I've ran into people who find it so hard to forgive, and I got to even talk to the saved person and make them understand it is God's will for us to forgive because he forgave us. And we just don't want to forgive the person that hurt us. And I run into people that have the tendency to hold a grudge for 15, 20, 30 years. In my mind, that just doesn't make sense. I mean, after a while, don't even have to be a year. After a while, you should learn to forgive, or we should learn to forgive. Because when you think about it, when you're holding a grudge and you cannot forgive, that is a sin before God. Glory be to God. And God holds it against us when we can't forgive. We don't want to go through that. We don't want to be the one that say, well, he did it to me first, so I'm not going to forgive them. And you know, you find people, glory be to God, because of the hardness of their heart, they can't even tell a person, I forgive you, or will you forgive me? Feel that no matter what they have done, whether it's bad or what, they cannot say, forgive me. And I find that very hard, and it makes me sad to see a person that can't forgive. Because you can lose your soul by the hardness of your heart because you choose it not to forgive. My question is this. What if God chose not to forgive you? What if God had chosen not to forgive us to the extent of not sending his son here to save us? What if Jesus said, well, people can't forgive the hard-heartedness of another man, sometimes it takes us to tell that person, will you forgive me, even if we did nothing wrong? But we too hard-hearted to do that. What if Jesus had been that hard-hearted that he did not forgive us? What if he had did that? Now, he said in Matthew 6:14 and 15, For if we forgive man their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. And he said, for if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you yours. Look, forgiveness can help you emotionally. People that are unable to forgive end up being emotionally sick. They get to the point that they begin to not like people because one person offended them. So they expect everybody to offend them. They can't understand that if they forgive man their sin, then God will forgive them. And when God forgives you, he forgives you healing you. He will heal you from the hardness in your heart that you feel. But we can't seem to accept or understand. Glory be to God. We have all gone through some type of pain, some type of hurt. The friend that we love mistreated us. The brother or sister turned their back on us when we needed them the most. Our parents walked away from us when we needed them to just put their arms around us and say, I love you. That is a deep, deep hurt, a deep pain that we go through. But now let us think about it. Genesis 50, 17 through 21. And this was after the death of Jacob. Because Joseph's brothers, they wanted to kill him because they were jealous of him. Because of his dreams that he would tell, he told them that they would one day bow down to him. Sometimes we need to keep our dreams. We need to keep sometimes the things that God tells us. And when the time comes, then when God allows us to release it to somebody, it won't come in the way that we think we're all death. And see, with Joseph telling his brothers his dreams, they were thinking, well, he thinks he's all this, and daddy loved him more than he loved us. Look what he did. He made him a coat of many colors. But what have he done for us? They did not take time to understand why Jacob loved Joseph so much. He loved the baby Benjamin just as much. But it never occurred to them to find out or wonder why. Jacob loved him so much because Rebecca couldn't have any more kids. Those were her only two kids. And she died. And when she died, Jacob hung on to those two babies. And he loved Joseph. In other words, the love that he had for his wife transferred to his children. And the other children was by a different woman. But the woman that he loved the most had died. And before God took her away, she gave him two children. Now his brother being jealous of him, when he went to bring them food and water to drink, they decided they would kill him because of the jealousy, because they was unforgiving to him, because they felt like the love that Jacob had for him should have also trickled over to them, which was true, but they could not forgive their father for that. They couldn't forgive Joseph for the love that Jacob had for him. But look at Ruth and the oldest, rather than kill him, said, don't kill him, just throw him over there in that pit and leave him there. In other words, if we left him there to die, and he died, we didn't kill him, then basically, yes, you did, because you put him in the pit. They was not expecting someone to come along and find him. But when God is, when you are God chosen, when God got something for you to do, then God will make a way for you. He sent along a Midianite that pulled him out of the pit and sold him to the Ishmaelites. Think about it. The Ishmaelites was Abraham's first child that Sarah gave him from her by her handmaid. And God said he would bless the Ishmaelites, bless Ishmael and his tribe, his family, his children. So it was an Ishmaelite that pulled Joseph out of the way. Basically, they're related to Joseph through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Okay, so they left him there, and God had him sold into the Ishmaelites, where he received favor to the extent that he was able to run the whole country. When God bless you, when God bless you with a talent, glory be to God, and you got the faith to use that talent, look at the blessing God will bestow upon you. Now, Genesis 50 is verses 17 through 21, 17 says, so shall ye say unto Joseph. This is what his brothers had sent someone in there to talk to Joseph before they went in there, because they was afraid, because they know what they had did to their brother. They didn't know if he was going to recognize them or not, but they were afraid that he would kill them, because they had discovered that Joseph, their brother, was over the whole nation of Egypt, the whole nation. So they was afraid, so they sent someone in there. They said, you shall say unto Joseph, forgive, I pray thee, now the trespass of thy brothers and their sons and their sins, for they did unto thee evil. And now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of the servant of the God of thy father. And Joseph wept when they spoke unto him. Now, when you refuse to forgive, you are hurting yourself. But Joseph had already forgiven them, but they did not know it. Verse 18 says, and his brethren also went and fell before his face. And they said, behold, we are thy servants. Look at that dream coming to pass. Behold, we are thy servants. When God speaks something, it will not come back to him, but it will fulfill what it set out to do. And God gave him that dream that his brothers would kneel down to him. And they said, no, I will never. But look at them in verse 19. Okay, in verse 18, I'm sorry. And his brothers went and fell down before his face, and they said, behold, we be thy servants. In verse 19, it says, and Joseph said unto them, fear not, for I am in the place of God. Joseph realized that God sent him there. It's just that he had to go through something to get there. But when God sent you to do something, you better believe he is your protector. He is your guide. He is your keeper. And you're going to do exactly what he set you out to do. Said, now therefore, Joseph said, fear ye not. I will nurture you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spake kindly unto them. He said he did not talk to them like the brother that had a grudge, for he never had a grudge. Yes, he was hurt because he was taken away from the father that he loved. But he didn't hold a grudge. Now, glory be to God. So Joseph knew that what Satan meant for evil, God meant it for his good. And see, that's the thing with us. When things happen to us, when we're mistreated, sometimes God will let somebody mistreat you, even get you fired from your job, so he can put you where he wants you to be. He wants to bless you. But the only thing we can see is what somebody did to us. Now, we got to remember, we are all, was all in sin. The Bible tells us we was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So we are all sinners until Jesus washed away our sin through the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, forgiveness is a path to love. Leviticus 19:18, thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudges against the children of thy people. But thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And then he said, I am the Lord. So God is telling us we don't hold grudges no matter what somebody do to us. So while we, some of us, men and women of God, some of us ministers, some of us teachers, preachers, people do things to us, we hold a grudge, and we hold it forever. We see that person. We don't want to have anything to do with them. We won't even open our mouth to speak to them. But what harm is it for you to speak to them? Even if they don't speak back to you, be the bigger man or woman of God and open your mouth and say, how are you today? And if they don't speak, you have did exactly what God expected and wanted you to do. Sometimes we got to be the bigger person. Oftentimes people mistreat us and we have so much hatred in our hearts for that person, we can't open our mouth and say, how are you today? We want to walk and we want to look the other way. Glory be to God. See, God can take that hatred from you. Because I have walked by people and turned my head. Because in my prophetic mind, in my little heart, I didn't like them. But who are we to dislike anybody? No matter what they did, we pray they put them in God's head. Who are we to dislike? If God had decided that he didn't like us, brother, sister, where would we be right now? We would be walking around waiting to go to hell and be with Satan eternally. But God in his love and his compassion and his forgiveness for our sin, he forgave us our sin. Jesus took all our sin himself and nailed them to the cross. If he had not loved us, and had not forgiven us our sins, brothers and sisters, where would we be right now? Now, we have been forgiven for our sins. In other words, it says we have been forgiven We have been forgiven for our sins. In verse 13 says, and you have been dead in your sin, and the uncircumcision of your flesh has he quickened together with him, have forgiven you all your sins. The uncircumcision is people that sin and constantly break the law, constantly sin. And that's what we do sometimes. We sin, brother and sister, and we know we wrong. But we want to go back. We'll go back and do it again because we say in our heart, we say in our mind, God will forgive us. Now, when we continue knowingly sin and saying God will forgive us, brother and sister, God's going to get tired of that because he know you willingly sin because you know that he's a loving God and he is a forgiving God. But don't you think God don't get to the point that he say enough is enough? And he'll leave you in your sin. So we have to recognize that everything we do have got to be pleasing to the Almighty God. If God say forgive, that's what we need to do. We need to forgive. And sometimes I do recognize and understand. I understand that the hurt can be deep. It can be very deep. Until we choose to hold on to that hurt. We choose to hold on to that pain. We choose, brothers and sisters, to make ourselves sick. Because unforgiving can be a sickness to our bodies. We can go through levels of depression. We can get anxious. We have anxiety. And all this, mind you, comes from you not being able to forgive. Even a person can ask you, will you forgive me? I was wrong. I didn't mean to hurt you. And you so hard-hearted, you'll say, no, I'm not going to ever forgive you. What if God had us all us back when we went to him and said, Lord, forgive us for our sins? We would rather be sick and hostile to people. Glory be to God. High blood pressure. We would rather take on a sickness than to forgive. Glory be to God. Brothers and sisters, we got to forgive. We got to remember what Jesus did. We got to remember how, and I oftentimes think of this, how he was beat, he was pierced in the side, he was slapped, he was spit on, he was kicked, he was stumped, he was whipped, everything. He even had a cross of thorn, a crown of thorns pressed down on his head. He was even nailed to the cross. He went through excruciating pain, taking on our sins so that we would be with him one day. And in all that pain he went through, he looked at his father and he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. They know not what they're doing. They didn't know that he was the Christ. They didn't know that he was the Messiah that they had been looking for so many years. They did not know he was the Messiah that was to come. They didn't know that he was God himself. And look how God just took the beating. And our Bible said he never said a mumbling word. So why can't we forgive brothers and sisters? It is now 5:30. And I want each and everybody to join in, give your opinion, give your answer. And don't say, well, I'm not going to say nothing because I might have it wrong. When you have went through something, or you even have helped your friend through something to help them to forgive and solve what they went through, I don't think you can give a wrong answer. Because we all have gone through something. And we need to accept that. And let me tell you, don't feel like, well, I'm not going to say nothing because I don't want people to know. Listen, what you say could help somebody that went through the same thing that you went through or going through the same thing that you've already been through. That can help that person, and that can show them how to come out of what they are in. So I'm going to ask the question, brothers and sisters. And the floor is open with these questions. I want to hear somebody answer. Every week we're quiet. So we're doing it a little different today. And the questions are not hard. They're simple questions. But take those questions pertaining to your life or pertaining to your experience. Why do you think it is difficult to forgive those who hurt us? Why do you think it is difficult to forgive those who hurt you? The floor is open. Just press your button, and we will acknowledge you. Why do you think it's difficult to forgive those who hurt you? Anybody, why do you think it's difficult to forgive those who hurt you? And I know someone on this phone has been in a state of unforgiveness, been in a state of not wanting to forgive because she felt like that person did not have hurt you like they did. I know somebody on this phone has chosen not to forgive the person that asked them to forgive because you hurt somebody and they wouldn't have you, they wouldn't accept your forgiveness. Oftentimes, and I'm going to answer the question, there's nobody wants to answer it. Oftentimes, you think it's hard to forgive because you may be scared to forgive. Sometimes we get hurt so bad, we're afraid to trust the person asks forgiveness. You're afraid to forgive because you're forgiven that person and they hurt you again. You're forgiven that person again and they'll hurt you again. And it gets to be an ongoing thing. So you get to the point that you are afraid to forgive. You are afraid to even have any type of relationship with that person, whereas that person was once your friend. But that friend, everything to you that they could think of, that friend talked about you. That friend turned his back on you. That friend treated you like you was not even a human. So you're afraid. But we must forgive, and in our forgiving, we have to pray for that person. Don't you know when you pray to God for the one that has mistreated you, God will be a blessing to you and a blessing to that person. But we have got to give in stop being hard-hearted and be willing to forgive. I'm not going to say it don't hurt yet. And you might walk around in a state of pain, mental pain, and it can get to be a physical pain for a week or two. And while you're suffering and feeling sorry and allowing Satan to break you down, pick up your Bible, read your scripture, and fall on your knees and pray. And ask God to take that hard-heartedness from you. And ask God to forgive you for your sin and help you, teach you how to forgive that brother, that sister that hurt you so bad for their sin. Glory be to God. And I'm hoping, bringing a forgiveness back again. I hope somebody, and I know everybody on this line is not free of unforgiveness. Even, you can find preachers sometimes that hold grudges. They can't seem to forgive because they were mistreated by the deacon or by a member of the church. Glory be to God. But we all must forgive if we want to enter into the kingdom of heaven. So I'm going to take just a little pause here on that same first question and see if anybody have anything they want to hear. Okay, I'm going to ask the second question. And I'm hoping at least one of these questions.
Sister Mary.
Yes.
Sister Mary.
Yes.
I heard you talking about forgiveness. I agree with what you said. I agree with what you said, but I told you back in the past, I have problems sometimes doing that when I'm still mad about the person I'm mad with, about giving forgiveness.
But, Brother Arms, you got to forgive. Did you hear what I was just saying earlier? Our Bible tells us if we do not forgive men for their trespasses or their sins, then God will not forgive us our sins.
Right.
Pardon me?
I follow you.
What did you say?
I follow you.
We have got to. Well, let me ask you a question right there, Brother Dog, and I'm glad you said that because you can't walk around holding grudges against somebody that mistreated you, no matter how bad it is. You can't.
Well, man, I gotta confess, I do.
Well, you gotta get past that one.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Sometimes it ain't that it's easier said than done, though, Sister Mary. I mean, you could say it's easier said than done. Sometimes, you know, and I'm at fault. I ain't used to be trying to fool you or tell you nothing wrong. I hold grudges, Sister Mary.
But listen, you have to remember why you're holding a grudge against somebody. Then if you don't forgive that somebody, God is not going to forgive you. And I know you want God to forgive you.
Okay, Sister Mary, so is I know we say, how can I judge you? Because God can judge all of us. We not to be able to judge. So is judging and forgiving, ain't that in the same breath?
No. No.
It's not? Okay.
No. Judge is seeing what a person do. Like, let me put it this way. You can see a person. You don't even know them, and they might be dressed right, and their head up high, with a smile on their face, and people say, she ain't all that. People think she more. She thinks she more than anybody else. Who's judging her? You don't know. She may not have nothing. She might be hurt, but she holding her head up because she trusts God. That's judging. But forgiving, Brother Dawg, I'm going to use myself. Say, for instance, I don't see you coming. I'm talking to somebody, and I'm putting you down so low. He ain't this. He ain't nothing. He want to run around and have people thinking he's so high and mighty and this and that. He ain't nothing. But yet, I'm supposed to be among your friends, one of your friends.
Uh-huh.
You know, that is when you get upset and you hold a grudge. But you got to be able to forgive me. Come to me. Talk to me. That's what you have to do. You have to go to that person and tell them, I'm not satisfied with what you did. And see if you all can talk it out. Get that pain up out of you. Get that unforgiveness up out of you. Because God don't want us, because that can get so to us emotionally and eventually physically. So why do you want to walk around and hold a grudge against somebody? Yes, it hurts, and you might be unforgiven for a little while. I don't mean for no year. I don't even mean a month. But yes, you're going to hurt. But talk to the Father about it and let him show you how to go to your friends and talk to them and let them know, man, woman, whoever it is, you hurt me. I did not appreciate you saying what you said. Repeat what they said. Why did you do that? Why did you say that? I've never did anything to hurt you, and I wouldn't do anything to hurt you. So now, does that make sense to you, Brother Dawg?
It makes sense, but what if you do that and then it keeps repeating itself? What if it's repetitious? It's the same old thing every other week, every other day.
Okay, and if it continues to repeat itself, that's when you still forgive them, still love them, but then you got to treat them with a long-handled spoon.
Well,
you can't,
if I treat them with a long-handled spoon, if I treat them with a long-handled spoon, that means I ain't forgiving them, Sister Mary.
Oh, no. Yes,
that's
what
you
I'm
can. No,
you
not necessarily.
Hi, how are you doing today? Speak to them. But you have to go your way, and or if you're going to be around them, anything that you know they're going to talk about or going to tell it to somebody else or do whatever to hurt you, then don't talk to them about stuff like that. Talk to them about nothing. Like the weather. The weather's good today. I went to wash my car. Can you believe that? Don't nobody want to hear them kind of conversations. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's easier said than done.
Well, it might be hard to be done, but
you can learn to do it.
You can, just a minute, Debo.
Okay.
You can learn how to forgive. And you're only going to learn that through prayer. And talking to somebody that's going to continue to encourage you to forgive. It's going to take you to this Bible and show you, like I did in the beginning, showing how Joseph had forgiven his brother, showing how Jesus went on that cross and forgave us. And what do? We beat him all the way up to the cross. And he still forgave us. Okay, Brother D, go ahead.
Actually, you just said it, T. See, as long as we stay, and you hear me say this all the time, an earthly mind, as long as we stay in a carnal mind, the Bible says, how many, forgive him seven times. He said, how many? Seven times seven. Now, you can't do that. You can't do that in a lifetime if you stay in an earthly mind. That's why we have to get out of our mind. And it's funny because I was sitting there humming a song by a young man that says, my mind is gone. The Holy Ghost took my mind. And that's what we got to get. See, once the Holy Ghost take our mind, then we can learn to forgive and let go. See, we'll say we forgive. We'll say we forgave them. But we never really let it go because we never really forgave them.
See,
we never really forgave them because we're in that carnal mind, in that worldly mind. And that worldly mind is what? The devil's workshop. That's what it is. That's why we have to get into the spiritual side of it. I hope that'll help you.
And when you don't forgive,
whether it helped me or not, whether it helped me or not, I've tried that. And what if every week the same thing, you get attacked again and again and again every week with the same thing? How can you get away from that?
Well, you don't really and truly, and this not saying you're not forgiving, but don't keep yourself in a position that you get attacked like that. You don't have to hang around them, but you can forgive them, because one day that person's gonna come to you and gonna need something.
Mm-hmm.
And you
hear me say
that you will be able to help that person, and you still don't have to walk hand in hand with them. God didn't say walk hand in hand with them. Because, see, when Satan gets in some people, those people is happy all the way to their death to let Satan lead and guide them. But, see, you'll be happy saying, well, I forgave him. You don't want to hold a grudge against nobody, because if they die and you don't tell that person you forgive them, do you know the excruciating suffering you're going to go through after praying to God for his forgiveness? Mm-hmm. Oh, he'll forgive you, but he's going to whoop you very good.
Yeah. And see, we have to understand, brother, forgiveness is for us. It's not for the one that did you wrong. It's for you. And you said something a few minutes ago. You said, I forgive them today, and then I get hit again and again and again. You know, no matter what we come up to against in life, there's a passage of scripture that will fit it. It just works that way because God planned it that way. The Bible says that you can shake the dust from your feet. In other words, if I keep trying to deal with Brother D and Brother D keep crossing me, I got to just shake the dust from him. I got to just cut him loose. That don't mean I don't have love for him. That don't mean I don't respect him. None of that. I just know I can't deal with Brother D, so I got to cut him loose. And like Auntie just said a few minutes ago, when I see Brother D, I wave at him and keep right on going. And mean it. You know, not nothing fake. I meant what I did when I waved. I was serious. Hey, brother, how's it going? Shake your hand and keep right on moving. I know I can't have anything dealing with
him.
Yeah.
And
trust and believe. It's harder than to ever dream of doing when we stay in a carnal mind. We have to get out that carnal mind into a spiritual mind to see the reality of what Jesus is saying.
And I see what you're saying. You basically saying the same thing that I was just speaking of earlier. You are afraid to forgive this person because it's an ongoing thing. You forgive him today, he's going to do something tomorrow. You forgive him tomorrow, he's constantly doing something. That's why I said you have to separate yourself from stuff like that, because people like that can cause you to lose your soul because they're keeping you upset. Don't you know, Brother Dawg, Satan keep you upset on purpose? Don't you know Satan can see what's going on in you? He can see
it's
that you're not
me.
Forgiven, and he's like, well, I got him because he don't want to forgive. He's been hurt enough, so I'm going to keep him where he won't forgive. But see, you got to let Satan know, Satan, you're a lying wonder. I'm going to forgive anyhow, whether he keep on or not. I'm going to forgive him. You don't have to walk hand in hand with him all the time. Be nice to him. Love him in Christ Jesus. I repeat that. Love him in Christ Jesus. Because what does the Bible say? It says, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And your neighbor is not necessarily the person that lives next to you. So seek and practice forgiveness. Read, and I know you read your Bible now, and I'm so proud of you. I know you read your Bible now. But read Matthew, the 6th chapter, and start at the prayer that Jesus gave the disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven. And go on through that prayer and go on to verses 14 and 15. And just meditate on that. Pray on that. For if we forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. For if you forgive not men their trespass, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you your trespass. And see, and I know you don't want God not to forgive you. Am I correct?
You are correct on that part.
So what must you do first?
I read and I must forgive.
You must forgive and do it seriously, like Brother D was just saying. Be serious about it. Sometimes we speak forgiveness and stuff from our mouth, but it's not coming from our heart. Speak forgiveness from the heart. And if you have a hard time, pray and tell God, Lord, I want to forgive. But I'm finding it hard. I don't know how to forgive. Ask God to help you. He will do it. He will do it. Just trust and believe that he will when you ask him. He may not do it today or tomorrow, but just keep on doing the will of God, and you'll find you have forgiven and don't even realize you have. And then when you realize, you think back, you ask God, and you say, Lord, I thank you. So don't let no devil in hell cause you to lose your soul, because he's steady coming back to you, causing all kind of confusion. Don't let him get to you. There is nobody on this earth worth you losing your soul for. Nobody. I don't care who it is. Because you're seeking eternal life. You're not seeking eternal damnation. So continue to work on that. I know it's not gone right now. That's fine. But continue to work on it. To continue to pray on it. Brother Dog, God has brought you a long way. So don't fall now. Don't you fall now. Don't let him. See, that's the thing that Satan do, just what he's doing. He's keeping you in a state that you are constantly flustered, frustrated with him. And instead of him seeing that you're frustrated, Satan said, well, I'm going to keep you that way. I'm going to keep you in that unforgiving state. Don't let him do it. See, you got to know and remember, and I know you know, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We're wrestling against principalities and these powers in high places. So we got to be above that. Even if you forgive and it hurts for a while, just keep telling God, Lord, it hurts. But help me to forgive him from the bottom of my heart. And it's not a sin to separate yourself from people, Brother Dog. You're seeking salvation. You're trying to be saved. What our Bible tell us? Come out from among them and be ye separated, says the Lord. That's not Miss Trina. God wants you to be in a position where you can't get saved and stay saved. And don't let Satan touch you with his old demonic ways.
I'm going on mute. I may have some background noise. I got to go on mute, Sister Mary. I hear you, though.
Okay. So, my second question for anyone to answer. How can forgiveness benefit others? How can forgiveness benefit others? Anybody? How can forgiveness benefit others? Now, I thought that y'all was going to get some answers to a couple of these questions. Sometimes forgiveness might lead to feeling of understanding. Empathy and compassion for one who has hurt you. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or excusing the harm done to you. If you forget, it's easy for them to come back and hurt you. You forgive them, but you don't have to forget until you see a change in that person. And some people never change. But because they don't change, don't be like them and cause them to lose, and let them cause you to lose your soul. But you got to be nice to them. You got to love them. Because Bible says, Jesus say, how can you love me who you never seen and hate your brother who you see every day? He's a liar and the truth is not in you. So we got to love regardless. Even when we feel kind of funny or strange with people, still got to love them. Still got to love them and not hate them. Don't let them cause you to fall. And how does forgiveness create better relationships and help build character? Can anybody answer that? How can forgiveness create better relationship and help build character? Think about it. When you forgive a person, even a person that's hurt you badly, because you have a forgiven heart, you're inclined to give that person a second chance. Give him a chance to get it right. So, and we can't hold a grudge and say we're giving them a chance. We got to sincerely, from our heart, give them a chance. And seek understanding of that person. Now, some people, when you seek understanding, sometimes you understand that bad heart that they have, that hardness, and that's telling you to stay away from that person. Treat them nice. But see, some people you try to be friends with don't want to be your friend. So love them. Go on about your business. Sometimes people treat us bad because we like them so much, they just beat us down, beat us down, beat us down, and we so crazy we keep coming back. Love them and love God more. Keep going. So at this time, I do thank God for each and every one that came out. And I do hope that you all took everything to heart because it's so important for us to forgive. Now, God gave me to give this again for somebody. There's a reason. I do know there's a reason for everything that God do. So whosoever it is, I'm not asking you to speak out if you don't want to, but consider this. Read the Bible. Read the Bible and do as God say do. We have to love God with everything that's in us, but we also got to love our neighbors, love our friends, even when they don't want to be friends with us. We don't have to run with them, but love them because this is the will of God concerning us. sometimes we can't forgive, and some obstacles stop us. And that comes from deep hurt. And some people have no remorse in them whatsoever. They don't care. Love them and keep your distance. Because people can stop you, cause a fight. I don't think it's worth a fight when you can walk away, forgive them, and go on. You got more friends than that one. And more than anything, you got Jesus. And that's who we want to follow. That's who we want to forgive us so we forgive others. So, at this time, I do thank God for each and every one of you that came out today. And I certainly hope that this particular message resonated with someone, because I know we all go through unforgiveness. We have to learn how to forgive. We all go through it. And some people, it's harder to forgive than us. So we have to forgive everybody. So at this time, I'm going to ask Brother D if he'll come and give us a closing prayer.
Amen, amen. I'm here for you. Trying to get out and hold this truck in the road at the same time. We're not going to prolong the time. We understand that the hour is growing late, and we have truly enjoyed what we have heard today, speaking on forgiveness. And I ask that each and every one that's listening, as we prepare to close out with the prayer, take it to the heart and let God work on you. When God works on you, it makes it so much easier for you to accept what he has for you. And that's forgiveness. So I'm going to try to pull over here for a moment as I make this turn. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. As always, we would like for you to bow your head, give God your heart, give God your ear, and let's pray together. Father God, we come before you this evening. As always, Lord, we want to just tell you thank you. We thank you for your word today. We thank you for blessing the speaker to be able to speak on forgiveness. For you said in your word, Father, how can I love you and whom I hadn't seen? I don't love my fellow man who I see daily.
Yeah.
I can't love him if I can't forgive him. And we ask that you continue to bless and keep us, Lord. Touch our hearts and our mind. Give us strength to understand just what you're saying when you say forgive. When we forgive, Lord, we find that the burdens are taken up off our shoulders. You lifted a heavy load off of us by just simply forgiving our brother. But you said in your word, question was asked, how many times should I forgive him? And when? And then you told us to do it daily. And we ask that you continue to strengthen that we may be able to continue to forgive. And let's learn how to forget. We know that we can't do it on our own, Father. We know that it's a spiritual mind that must come in. And once you come in, we find that there's no room for Satan to get in. We heard what you said, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. And when the Satan is working on us, we find it is so much harder to forgive. But when you have the mindset stayed on you, we find that we can forgive a lot easier. So we ask that you touch us right now, that our mind, our soul, would be stayed on Jesus. Father, we love you, Lord. But as you continue to bless the sick and the shed in, bless those that's in need, bless those that just don't know how to come to you. They know that they need you, but they just can't find their way to you right now. Where that you would bless them, give them a mind to know that tomorrow is not promised, the next second is not promised, that do it now, that they should come to you right now to get a relationship with you, to get to know this man we call Jesus. We love you. because you first loved us. So that you continue to guide us and keep us, Lord. Keep us in perfect peace in the name of Jesus. Father, these are blessings among men, and we ask in your darling Son, in Jesus' name, that if a heart say amen, amen.
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 So you leave, Brother B, go ahead and do your announcement.
Yes, and as always, we ask that you all, if you like me, that just can't seem to get enough of the Lord Almighty himself, to tune in Monday. Here are the 5 minutes where we have a little appetizer. You can tune in to God's Plans Monday and hear a word from the Lord. And if you can't get enough, come back Tuesday at the same appointed time, 5 o'clock Central Time, and we'll be here to give you something that the Lord has given us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We truly thank Brother D for those announcements. Also, remember, excuse me, to be back with us next week on next Wednesday. Same time, same gestation. A time for reflection. Glory be to God. And truly, I just want to say God loves you. Each and every one of you. And I praise God and I thank God for you. I don't know you, but I love you because you are God's children. And at this time, we're going to turn the service into the hands of Brother Dawg.
Okay, Sister Bad, we appreciate it. We got people on there, quite a few people on there, but I really need a little nervous about coming on, no problem. So thank you, Sister Mary,
okay.
And we are... See you. We'll see you next week, Sister Mary.
All right. Have a blessed evening. Goodbye.
All right. Thank you. You too. God bless you. All right. All right, guys. I know Brother D still hanging around. Y'all come on hit the one, brother. If y'all got anything y'all want to get off your chest, I got to run to the private room for a minute, so I got to play this song right quick. So y'all.
I'd like to take a little time out to tell you that no love will last. Except God being the plan. You see, I remember reading where it has been said by them olden days that you had to have a marriage license. But God said, when I join together, let no man put asunder. So every night before we go to bed, I take my babe and we get out on our knees. And raise our heads toward heaven. And then we thank God for sending us to each other. We also thank him for binding us so close together. You see, we could have fallen by the wayside. But one can't fall without the other. We also thank him for being so good and so kind. All night long we sleep, and then right early in the morning.
All right, I'm back, y'all. If y'all got anything y'all want to do or something to get rolling or something, let me know. Hit the one button. I'll open you up and let you get started. I was on the morning show earlier just before this show started, and J.R. Gray was over there laying the law down to everybody. He was calling out everybody. I mean, Kate and Bobby Cole was over there with him, so I don't know if they on his side or was they trying to get everybody on. Everybody was running in the bushes. So if y'all got anything you want to put out or anything y'all want to do, you hit the one button now. If you don't, we can go ahead and shut it down because, you know, the prayer show is the prayer show on Wednesday. I know that ain't no juice, man.
Who is everybody, dog? See everybody now.
Y'all Gray called out. He called out Sweetness. He called out Trigger Man. He called out shit. Who all out there with a small block? He called out everybody. They have to tell you about it. They made me shut up, so I couldn't send them. I had to shut up. They made me shut up.
Thank you.
Get Tate, Danny Boy, and them on here. Get them on here and Bobby Cole. They all hit the one button. Let him tell it. J.R. Greer done got, he done got mannish.
But, dog.
It might be over.
Oh. Yeah.
Dog, you said he called out sweetness. And everybody was a small block. Sweetness, the sweetness of small block or what?
No, no, I'm saying to everybody else. I say I call sweetness because he specifically called out sweetness. But see, your mic open.
Oh,
I hope Tate on there. I don't want to talk to you, brother. Dude. I don't need to talk to you.
So what you say? So you say here, right? Sweetness head the fuck up. That what you saying? Oh, my bad. Church just went
off. That's what he said. Juice man. That's exactly what he said. That's what I heard.
What up?
Oh, that Tate is.
Yeah,
Tate can tell y'all whatever. He can tell y'all. Ask Tate any question. He know everything. I run the boat.
Ain't that about a bitch?
Well, see, Tate, you heard more than I did. They told me to shut up, Tate, because you know me, I was trying to start some shit. They told me to shut up, baby.
When they do that, dog?
You know, about an hour ago, we was on the show on the back line.
Did nobody tell you to shut up?
You weren't on that tape. They told me to shut up, Tate. Now, there was J.R. Gray was on there. I was finna boost him up. They told me to shut up, damn near.
Oh, wow.
Tell me who all he called out. I know he called out Jamie, Sweetness, and who else he called out?
I'm going to just say Backstabber, Sweetness.
Hold on, Backstabber too.
Lockdown. Cam Brooks, them guys with the
I told y'all, Juice Man and Tid, that body and Tate, they can tell you everything. They told me to shut up. I had to shut up.
Yeah, but you wrote it all down. That's why you called and got the show talking about it. So you were there. So you were
no.
there.
Y'all, no, body, what y'all said was y'all was going to bring it on the show tonight. That's the only thing I told him. I just, you know, I shut up. I follow
him. He said he was going to come on. No, J.R. Gray said he was going to come on now. Yeah, he said that.
Oh, J.R. Gray get with
you. Yeah, he'll get on here and speak all the names.
Well, Bobby was doing all the pushing. Bobby wouldn't let nobody off the hook.
I said, I love it. It's a difference when Tate get on here and do the same motherfucking thing, motherfucker talk about it, like he kind of Richard was asleep, man. I don't know what the fuck wrong this dude, man. Did he get on here and open up by David Race and all that shit? He ain't said nothing, is it?
No, nah, we're here. He on it, but he ain't said nothing. He ain't said nothing, no.
He probably took some medicine, man. He's probably asleep. If Tate got us on, Wheelchair ain't got us on.
Yeah, Wheelchair, y'all must be on Brother D-Line. Yeah.
Call J.R. Gray.
You know, I can't, Bobby, I'm at the track, Bobby. I'm at the track. I can own the boat and
I
stuff.
I know,
but
the number
get
on him is to get some lady to keep out. Remember, I told him that on the show.
Let me see. I can't maneuver when I'm like this on my phone like I can when I'm at home.
Well, send me the number then. Send me the number.
I just told you I can't maneuver when I'm at the track on the phone.
Yeah.
All right. I'm kind of stuck when I'm in this shit.
Sit down. I don't know why my number is.
You got Juice Man on them. All you got to do is get the. Oh, I've got y'all. Ain't got the number. Oh, somebody wake Wheelchair ass up, then. Wheelchair lying on here. He's lying on here about it. Hold on a minute. I know what I'm going to do. Hold on a minute, buddy. I'm going to see how I agree. Who got all that noise, man? Hey, Bobby. Bobby.
And he got Marquise one
out of the phone. Bobby, I sent you J.R. Gray, Bobby. I sent it to you, Bobby. I sent J.R. Gray to you.
All right.
Kids, you and Juice Man can't keep your show going, man? Y'all motherfuckers can't keep your show going, man? Damn. Good help is hard to find, boy. God damn. Anytime you want the motherfucker to shut up, they want to talk.
Hey, hang on. When's Ben going to be ready?
I got a little background.
Yeah,
though,
I get on the show.
All right, we got J.R. Gray.
All right, J.R. Gray, you on the big stage now. You done already shut up the back line.
What's going on?
Shut up the front line. Shut the front lines up too, J.R. Gray. J.R., shut the front lines up too.
Man, I've been trying to read all these comments and catch up. Actually, I'm arguing with Chad Argo right now on a back page.
Don't say back page.
Don't say back page. You mean the back line?
I was just telling him he was silly for not giving me the back tire. You know, and he really was. He should have gave me the back tire race. I would have ran him back that up either way if I would have won. But at the end of the day, he had to give me some sort of justice, and he really wanted to run me. There was no reason why he didn't lock that in. The only reason why they locked that in is because they were all scared. Sometimes you really want something, you got to go out on that limb a little bit. So I've had to do that 100 times over in the grudge world. You know, you can't get everything your damn way. You know, so it's just entertaining because people don't operate like me. They don't they let too much shit get in the way of stuff. But anyhow, enough of that. Because now that race is gone and over with, don't matter. So what we got going on the show?
Yo. Everybody scared to talk like they was. They by the cold and tape for that you was gonna come on in. It was your show.
Yeah, I heard somebody told me you've been on the back line calling out the whole goddamn Brewers were fucking small block. I told Dog you were lying.
Man, we were on the show trying to hunt down a few of them, you know, like that bottom feeder backstabber and like that bottom feeder sweetness. They're on there.
Oh,
okay,
what you
say?
You say backstabber what?
Sweetness and
bottom feeder, backstabber. He ain't even on
backstabber?
The damn list. So we
sweetness
were
bottom
backstabber
feeder.
And the damn candy cane and sweetness. Told him I was going to slap the damn light off that car, but they didn't want none of that neither. And we were going through the list. We tried getting Troy Perez. He told me he'd run me, but he had four races, so he couldn't lock me in. And then we were looking for locked down, but I heard it car wasn't ready. Somebody said the car wasn't ready. And who else were we looking for? There was one more. I don't remember who the other one was. There was another car we were looking for, too. It was a good morning show. Good morning show. We got to get this thing livened up. Y'all all quiet on here. Like y'all just get done praying. We in church or something right now? What's going on?
You ain't got to worry about
the
motherfucker getting lived up, motherfucker. As soon as TMR livin' the motherfucker back up, ain't none of you motherfuckers got to call TMR name. You non-racist son of a bitch.
Oh,
shit. Y'all ain't got to worry about where we at,
motherfucker. Oh, shit.
Now, that go for all y'all who looking for backstabber, we got some shit coming for all y'all. So all y'all can get J.R. Gray on here. Get your goddamn stuff on here. You scared ducky motherfuckers. You kissing-ass motherfuckers, y'all. Y'all some ducky motherfuckers. Y'all got some calls.
Hey,
y'all running.
Y'all ever seen?
Y'all motherfuckers up and ain't running.
I don't want to hear that shit y'all talking about.
TMR, it's on the damn stretcher in the hospital right now, one arm hanging off
the damn stretcher. Listen to me. JR, you're right. I done told you that. But TMR the one that retired your ass for 2 years ago. So you
you be looking like I'm looking in ProMod right now. You be looking like me in ProMod.
Look, dude, what I tell you to fucking do. If I put this bottle in your fucking mouth, man. Do you understand that? You're coming out with. Realize that we fucking ready to go. Ain't nothing else to talk about. Now, that's for y'all that want to know what we got going on. Soon as we get to oil pressure, JR, ain't nothing to talk about. We ain't like the rest of these motherfuckers.
I ain't got no oil pressure. I ain't got no oil pressure neither. Fuck, we sitting
in life. Junior, you way closer than we is. You way closer than we is. But you can believe. Junior, it don't matter where you at. You understand that? But the last person that put you in your place will put you in your fucking place again to let you, to make you understand we ain't nothing to be fucked with over here at TMR. And that go for any of y'all on this goddamn phone. Now.
Damn.
Now, like that.
Jamie, is this how I offered fentanyl 1-1 in Texas straight up and you wouldn't run me?
Junior, you offer fentanyl 1-1, brother. I was about to race. We had a race, man. What are you talking about? Yes, you offered us 1-1.
I offered you 1-1.
Listen, Junior, you turned it down. Don't be coming up here like you're pumping hard and you ain't pumping up the Kool-Aid.
Don't come over here. Don't make me call Tony on you. He's winning more races than you. Hey, listen.
I did turn it down. But, Junior, we was about to race. Do you understand that? We was about to race. And looking at how that shit was going, it was no need to lock nothing in and knowing we probably going to run to 4 o'clock. So I wasn't going to lock that shit in. I don't give a damn off the break.
We were side by side in station lane. What the hell are you
Junior, I had a race that I was racing right then. Junior, I was running baby mama. So that shit you saying ain't worth it. I see what the fuck you do. Put your shit back in there. Lock in 1,010. You know what I'm talking about. For Friday, goddamn. This fucking Friday. Put your goddamn motor back in there. We'll take 1-1. Yo, Billy, badass. The same 1-1 you
fucking... No. You know we ain't going in that direction.
What fucking direction you going in?
Hey, Jamie, I love you, man, but you just need to sell that damn car. Sometimes you just got
to
cut them off.
You need to shut the fuck up if you ain't got no fucking oil pressure, goddammit. That's what the fuck you need to do. Are you talking about you offer me something? I take it Friday since you say what the fuck I didn't do.
Hey,
and
I'm
going to come
call. I'm offering you a race between two cars that don't have oil pressure right now.
Well, I ain't got nothing to do with it. You ain't still here like you a bad motherfucker.
See how bad that damn TMR camp is then.
Hey, listen. We still racing today. We ain't racing for 2 months.
I ain't got the motor in the car. I ain't got no header.
We're not like 60% of y'all on this goddamn phone. They only run 3 times a fucking year. They ain't got nothing to do with y'all 3 times running motherfuckers a year.
Hey,
now
you
know
better don't talk to
you
like that.
Hold,
you know what's all about running.
I don't give a damn what
thing you do know.
Hey, one thing about it, Junior, I done put you in your fucking place last time. I put you in your fucking place again.
Hey, I done ran the wheels
now,
off your car before, buddy.
I'm sick of people trying to call me and tell me what you're doing on this show, on the morning show. That ain't shit. That ain't shit what you're doing.
I got your ass.
Say what you do.
I got you way more than you got me. You need to remember that.
Junior. Put that shit back in there. Crank that motherfucker up. Lock in Friday night. We'll take that fucking 1-1. Do that badass that you fired up. We ain't got no race Friday night. Now lock the fuck in.
I'm working on something right now. So that, you know, we ain't running
it. Seem like you're working on the wrong goddamn thing. You're working on the wrong fucking thing. Don't talk. You ain't finna talk to me in any kind of fucking way.
You got the print Friday night to sit in all. How about that, motherfucker?
You said I got what?
Lock that in. What the break? How about that?
What car?
I don't want the break. I'm going to run you head the fuck up. I'm going to show you you're not shit to me. I don't need a motherfucking thing from you. I'm going to run you head the fuck up.
You
better cut your fucking training wheels off.
Who the fuck
me.
You think you're playing with? I tried to told you this one time before. Whatever you can do, we can fucking do. And I'll prove that to you. How the fuck wrong with you? Who you
hey, well, you can't do it Friday night at my kill race, can you? Can you?
My kill race. I can run this Friday, motherfucker. I can run this Friday.
You can't run this Friday.
Shut the fuck up.
So you can't do one thing I can do.
Hey,
hold,
why I got to wait
and
wear the Mac Hill race? Why I got to wait and wear the Mac Hill race?
Why
I got to wait and wear the Mac Hill race? We
ready
now.
Get your shit ready to me. That's right. We ready now. We'll take that break for you now, motherfucker. We ain't got the right to y'all date facing, motherfucker. You can't get ready to this. Shut the fuck up and sit in.
Oh, get it. I'm saying. You going to take my date.
Y'all amen into this bullshit.
Hey, I can't.
The hell, we ain't got to wait well then.
I told y'all.
Hey, hey, listen, I will clarify something. I can do something you can't do,
Bobby,
Jamie, because I got
you,
a car that
don't
have oil pressure, and I can be at Mike's Hill Race ready to race Friday night, which obviously you can't do. So don't sit here and say that
why
you
we can't do it this Friday?
Do, because obviously you can't.
Why you can't do it this Friday?
You got backstab already?
Hey, what we got ready for? You just said you ain't fucking ready. Motherfucker, we can go Friday night.
I'll meet you Friday night, 484 apiece. Good spot, buddy.
You want a 484? You want to stiff us like goddamn?
No, don't stiff us.
Friday night, you want it?
No, don't. You ain't finna stiff me. This girl's racing, ain't it? You ain't still black gold. Don't still me. What's wrong with you? Yeah, you.
All right.
You better give
Jamie,
up more respect.
Jamie ain't going nowhere. I mean, he ain't going nowhere. Let's move on to something else.
Yeah, I'm just letting you know you ain't finna come over here and talk about TMR like you can talk to the rest of these motherfuckers. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I appreciate the feedback, Jamie. At least you say something.
JR on that. Everybody's scared of you. I ain't scared of you.
Well, Jamie, you can say that because you won't climb in the damn ring. I'm begging you for a fucking race.
JR, I put you in retirement before, man. I mean, what makes you think we scared of you? I ran you in the car and make a full pass, man.
I just went on vacation, dog. There's a difference.
Yeah, you on vacation. Yeah,
so we all go on vacation from time to time, you know?
Hey, yeah, I know. I'm going to go back and do what I'm doing, man. JR, just let you know, we come to see you, JR. We come to see you, sir. Nothing to talk about.
I love it. I love it.
So for all y'all who talk about
no,
JR,
no,
call
no,
back,
no.
Step out.
No, there's a difference. No, you worded that wrong, Jamie. Let me take it. I'm coming for you. You already been here. I'm showing up to the party late, and I'm coming for you.
And I'm going to show you why. I'm going to show you why you ain't get invited to the party. You can bet that. And that goes for every one of y'all who think y'all bad. That goes for every one of y'all. Y'all see what the 44 missing? Y'all see why the 44 ain't like it is? Y'all better wake up and smell the coffee.
Who
said
something about something?
Matter of fact.
I don't care about no salty or pepper. So who is you want to come over here and talk about salty? I don't care about no salty or no pepper. Now run tell that.
I can't fuck
with bro.
Do
your ass, sugar man.
Who am I talking to?
The juice man.
What did juice say? What
I just throwing some shit, true. I said Ricky
Stenbrook. Yeah, ain't no wrong with that. Ain't no wrong with that. We done beat Salty. We done beat Salty before. We done beat Salty. Everybody you name, we done beat, brother. Everybody you name, we done beat, brother. Anything else you want to come up with? I thought you had the juice.
Jamie, what do y'all, who y'all got locked in with sitting on that?
Everybody waiting on a date, Jamie. I mean, we anybody that beat us, we ready to go, Joe. We ready to go. Wow, who you got in mind?
What's up with the old, what was the old name of the car, the old Regal or Malibu? What the hell was the name of the other one?
Yeah, Jody could be ready whenever I want it to be ready.
So I'm just curious. I ain't seen it lately.
Yeah, you're right. You ain't seen it lately, but if you want to see it, I can make that happen. But it ain't that important. You're not that important. You understand that? What else you want to know?
I'll
put your boots
I'm just
on and strap
you
up real
tight.
Wait for
you to lock in 484. That's Saver versus Nick.
Hey, Junior.
Nick. That's all I'm waiting
Junior,
on.
Junior. You're not this
I know
sir.
You had about 3 years. I'll give you about 2 years to get ready. You still ain't ready, so I don't really expect you to be ready this year.
Hey, I know it. Don't worry about that, Junior. I'm going to mute, man. Hey, dog. I'm on here and I'm listening.
Now I'm glad. Hey, Dan, I'm glad you came on. They jumped on me and basically told me to shut the fuck up. I couldn't talk, so I'm glad you came on and got this shit straight. They told my ass up. I had to shut up.
Yeah. Dog, they can't tell you up about nothing, dog.
And I want you to make sure you can let everybody know I didn't call you to get you on the show and everything. They said I'll be calling you already and got you on the show.
I was already on.
Me and Jane was already on, dog. I had called that.
No, I know you were. I'm talking about earlier today on the back end.
It's a shame how the back line is. Hell, ain't nobody locked JR in yet. It's a shame how scared the back line is.
The back line scared the damn shit. They ain't racing.
Hell, it's people trying to get JR when they should be trying to lock
JR. I was out here to worry about somebody else, and they ain't raising their damn self.
I'm going to mute, man. People need to be trying to lock them in their damn self. This shit here ridiculous, man. They want to send somebody else out there.
Damn right. They ain't raising that all. They worried about what somebody else doing.
Exactly.
Oh, shit.
That's the problem with all
this
shit. Ain't nobody doing nothing, you know? All these,
Junior, I ain't gonna let you say that. We doing something with what we got oil pressure with. We cannot run you if we can't run no 44 if we ain't got no 44 up.
I ain't talking about you right now. I'm talking about everybody else.
I know that. Yeah, I know
that. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no need to keep on explaining that. We done covered that. Like, I done beat you like a dead horse right there. So,
Right.
Just ain't no need to talk about it. I was moving on to what's wrong with everybody else. Everybody's doing just scared as shit and all these damn, you know, I mean, hell, even, you know, and I ain't directing this to nobody. I can direct it to 3 or 4 tuners. But damn, tuners getting away
with
it.
With Salty Bitch out, Junior. Junior, Salty Bitch out. Salty Bitch still running. He got a 484.
I ain't fast enough to run him, though. I ain't good enough. I ain't fast enough. I'm starting down at the bottom. You know how you told me, like y'all told me with fentanyl, y'all had to start back on the bottom and try to reprove yourself? I got to be down on the bottom. That's why I started with Backstab.
Well, call them 484 that ready.
You know,
on the bottom. Call them.
Backstab them, Stabber and Bottom. They both start with D. You know what I'm saying? Just Backstab on the bottom of the list.
God damn.
I can't wait till you get back.
Where the dog?
Hey, I can't wait. JR, let me ask you something.
I'm the common denominator.
I beat both of them, boys. And y'all talking
about you ain't beat nothing that time. That's a bunch. The only time you beat me was at Bowman that night whenever I was trying to get y'all
to you
get out
your own way, man.
I'm going back on you.
Tony, you know I was about to tear your ass.
That man can't get out his own fucking way. He's a poor excuse for racing right now.
Damn, cowboy. How long have you been holding that in, cowboy?
Hey, JR.
If I'm lying, somebody please hit the one button.
Hey, Junior,
Tony, just keep practicing, and I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to come collect you up at your house track over there in Carolina. I'm going to come take the damn keys from you. Don't worry. I'm coming for you.
Hey, Junior, you ain't got
your
new coming Bowman Sunday,
Junior. You got about a month. You keep on poking.
Junior,
the man on the track tried to beat me and couldn't do it. How you going to do it?
Man, you played
the man on the track tried to beat me.
He beat you.
Poked
the punk out there, man. You paid the punk out.
He beat you, that man beat you last. You paid the punk out.
I'm saying at the track, when we raced at that man home track, last time we raced.
Matter of
fact, if y'all put that man on the phone, I'm going to beat three of the motherfuckers on the phone last
time. Hey, Junior, come to Bowman Sunday, Junior. JR, come to Bowman Sunday. Come to Bowman Sunday, JR. Come to Bowman Sunday.
I'll come to Bowman Center.
Yeah. And that man, yeah, he probably ain't going to even make it. He probably ain't going to even make it.
Jamie, I beat JR the last time me and him was at Bowman.
Hey,
what are you talking about?
No, Tony.
I like giving credit. I'm straight down the middle. And I'll tell you what, I am going to give you credit. You turned that shit around in Orangeburg, and I didn't think you could ever get it. Because I stayed strapped in the car. I said, there ain't no way fucking Tony's going to pull this off. And if you had a fucking hat trick you pulled over there at fucking Orangeburg on me, that was the best hustle move I almost ever seen in my life. Like, I don't know how the fuck you did it, because everybody said, I still don't know to this day how you did that shit. But you did it. You did a damn good job at it. So I give you props, because that's what it's all about, getting the money. You got the fucking money. We ended up having to split the money three ways. Because your ass raised so much hell, somehow pulled that shit off. But I give you props. I mean, it really was impressive. No bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, Jamie thought he was going to fuck me up too last time we raced. He got gas. I mean, I just...
That man ran over every cone down there.
I ain't no easy win.
But we were in my lane, half a car, and somehow
you got the win. Oh, no. I'm going to look at no lane. I'm looking at that light.
I'm serious as a fucking heart attack. I ain't talking shit. When you pulled that off, I mean, I laughed about it next day.
The next day, I said,
the damn flickest shit I ever seen.
Stage on the phone.
Who? Now, we was having a serious conversation tonight. Now, here go you, dog, with the bullshit. Crack joke.
Who? Boot is on the phone.
Now, why if we have a serious conversation, yeah, you want to come crack jokes?
Oh, man.
I'm talking about racing, man. Boot ain't trying to goddamn race.
You ain't either. You ain't doing nothing.
No, Boot, get ready. I'm waiting on it. I can change. Whenever you get ready, all Boot got to do is give me a week in advance notice. That's all I need.
It's good. We don't put nobody on the notice. Yeah, you ain't doing nothing either.
When Boot
get ready. When
Boot
get ready.
Hey,
Tony, when was the last time you give somebody a week notice? Ain't nobody, you don't give nobody no damn week notice.
No, I'm saying Boot. I'm just saying Boot
give
me
one day, 24-hour, 48-hour shit.
Boot say he dying right now. I wait on him. Whenever he give me a week notice, I'll get ready. I get my train ready. I ain't going to try to go on him with no white gal or black gal or bam, bam. I'm saying I'm running with pocket change. I ain't over master man.
Boot racing, boot up. TMI racing. You ain't doing that.
We talking about Lil Romeo, man. We ain't talking about no bike style. We're talking about Lil Romeo. Jamie, the small guys got to race too.
Bam Bam can't get out of his own way, Jamie.
Where is Lil Romeo, Tony?
Huh?
Bam Bam can't get out of his own way.
I don't know where Lil Romeo is. I ain't my job to keep up with Lil Romeo. I know where pocket chain, eh?
I don't own that car.
You talk for it.
When?
All the time.
When last time
now,
you
Boot,
see you
me tell everybody on this show you'll never talk for Lil Romeo.
When I had it and we're running it, Tony, I talk for it. No, Jamie talked for it then.
You talk for it. You talk for it. You got pictures on your Facebook page.
No more.
Okay, then, this is the second question. It's dog. Why'd you get him on the phone, dog? The man just said he ain't racing no more. Why'd you get him on the phone, dog?
Why you got on the phone?
He made an announcement for you to get on the phone. He made an announcement for me. Hey, I'm Tony Bounds on the show. He made an announcement
call
for you.
Your,
I'm trying to figure out why he made
no
an announcement
more.
For you. You say you ain't racing no more.
He said, call your name, Tony.
No. Dog made your name announcement like you finna drone somebody. That's why I said that.
What's the problem? I can listen and bud in when
ain't
I get ready. What's the problem?
Boot, there you go. Putting a goddamn buggy in front of the horse. I said, he made your name announcement like you finna drone somebody. That's what I said. No, hey, y'all hush. Boot on the phone. So we waiting on you to draw somebody. That's all.
Hey, Tony, will you go back to mute so Dog can do an introduction for you, man? Dog, will you introduce Tony? Come on.
I ain't drawing on nobody. So he ain't got to introduce me. But he's just Boo act like he's finna goddamn draw somebody. Ted, he's scared for a while.
I ain't been on this show about 4 or 5 months. So I just
Exactly. That's why we thought you finna lock in somebody. That's exactly that you. I agree with you totally. When Dog said, "Oh y'all hush." Boot on the phone. Shit, we waiting on you to call out somebody. But I go back on mute, though. Maybe you ain't going to call nobody out. I'll go back on mute.
Okay, who you going to call out?
I call out a lot of motherfuckers.
Boo, you asked the wrong question. Who he going to race? He can call out everybody. But he been calling out everybody. Last 8 races, ain't racing no more.
Well, I got 18 races on my under my belt this year.
Hey, you got to run Darren. You got to pay Darren Thunder, huh?
No, Darren told me since I wrecked my car, I ain't got to pay him.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about it. I haven't got that show getting it right for goddamn Darren. Pakistan are leaving just like I wanted to leave. I was trying to kill out the hole.
You ain't leave no different than Darren left Thursday night. Man, sit out.
That's right, Jane. I can leave real hard in there. I wasn't trying to leave hard. I'm trying to leave before I get caught up a moment.
He wasn't
gonna be able to hang with me on the other end. I did. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I want me and Darren to leave together, but when at 3:30, I'm gonna fade out from him.
Yeah, you so smart. You so smart, but you've been getting your brains knocked.
Jamie, you know damn well I wasn't gonna go to Bowman trying to kill a car. Come on now, I know y'all think I'm stupid. Y'all think I know how to race at Bowman?
Well, you can't be hard at Bowman. TMR street team is hold Bowman down. So that's that. No.
Yeah, I'm glad I goddamn hit that goddamn wall. That's better be glad, because I was goddamn coming. Full force.
No, I ain't never glad you did that, though.
You know, I ain't talking about that, but I'm just saying, you'll be glad that happened. But I got that show coming.
Well, I said to myself, when Dog made his pass, you made a post on Facebook said, shaking my head. And when you went out there and hit that wall, I said, shit, karma is a fist.
What karma? How's karma been? I ain't got damn picking nobody for wrecking.
You laughed at, you was like shaking my head when Dog made that pass. And then you like,
come on now, Boo. Boo. Do you call that a pass, Boo? You call that a pass, Boo?
Well, he couldn't. He didn't make the trip. No, he didn't.
Okay, then don't say he told Dog made that pass then. Don't do that now. Don't disrespect Dog. I was promoting. You understand? I was promoting the track, Boo.
Oh, I don't know about that now, but I just.
You know what I mean? You know how many more people came to that track when I was out there, made, going, went live like that? Do you understand promoting, Boo?
That was my thing now. I don't know how anybody else would be. That's why I don't never kick at nobody's takedown pass.
You don't?
Hell no.
Well, I'm telling you, pick that me.
When? Show me where I was last.
All the time when I met a bullshit ass pass, you done said some shit. Man, don't do that.
Oh,
man,
everybody's doing bullshit ass too. God damn. You ain't make no adjustment. You go out there and do the same shit again. Man, god damn.
Yeah,
man,
you done picked that me plenty of times.
Y'all nothing growing up tonight. Everybody must be happy.
Must be happy. J.R. Grimmer, Warpath, man. And the Mac called me out goddamn today too, dog. What the hell going on?
Damn,
and the Mac got the same
hold up. I'm looking up there. Oh, I thought it was a full moon. I was looking for it was a full moon.
And make the actual call me out. I'm glad to see him back racing. And dog, I took it easy on that dog. You didn't see my call. You got me blocked. You can't see. Guess what? Adam asked me on my page.
Come on with it, boss. Come on with it, boss. I was on the press show today. They say I got to unblock you, boss. They say I got to forgive. I was on the press show today.
Hey. They said on the Fannie Mac Pro My page, Tony Bynes, are you still racing? Your fans want to know. Now, you know I could have kidded them dog with that question. Now, I started to say, your fans want to know, are you racing? Are you still beating up people at the damn gas station? But I took it easy on dog. I didn't even go that far. The only thing I said was, yeah, I'm racing, what you want to do? But you know, he left himself wide open, dog, like a goddamn man, just like... How can you leave yourself wide open like that, dog?
Y'all got to talk to Boss, because, man, they're going to tear my ass up because they say I'm talking to Boss, man. They're going to say me and Boss are kissing later, man. Come on, man. Y'all got to hear. But he got a point there. I don't believe that shit.
I swear. Hey, Maul. Maul, you saw that anime put on my page?
In capital letters,
this man said, Tony Bynes, are you still racing? Your fans want to know. Now, he left it so wide, I could have killed the dog, but I let him go. I let him slid. I ain't seen nothing.
He ain't had no business asking that, man.
I can believe you asking that, dog. I said, man, going crazy, but glad for a good move. I could have killed him, man. He would still been making posts about that today. Even though that's where he pushed up last night. We'd still been commenting on today. I said, Lord, how many animators just leaving himself wide open? I could have killed him if I wanted to.
Yeah. That was a fucked up opening. I can understand if somebody that was racing said it, but goddamn.
I ain't lying. All shit he's been going through all year, he going to ask me a crazy question out there. He ain't asking about us now. Ask me. Like he wanted me to go. It was almost like he wanted me to get there and start with him, man. Like he wanted me to put him on first front street.
Everybody done stopped talking tonight. I reckon y'all tired of talking tonight. Y'all got 93 people on this show tonight on a Wednesday. Yeah, they were looking for. They must know something's going on.
My ear's going to have a hell of a show. Oh, he locked in.
So they keep on locking in. They keep locking in races. Ain't nobody put a shootout. And we're going to be them blowed up for the shootout.
Yeah. We'll keep locking in races out, Mikey. I wouldn't even give no shootout. Damn, that shit gave away my $10,000. Oh, you're going to keep locking in. You're going to have goddamn, we're going to have 20 goddamn grudge races. What the fuck I need to give a shootout for?
Now, why you ain't no promoter?
You want to keep everything for yourself.
I'm just saying, the shootout.
Listen to me. If you listen to me before you start talking, you'll learn something.
The shootout
to stop the grudge races, Jamie?
No, not really.
The shootout's what created the grudge races, Tony.
When everybody
see that, everybody going to be there with the deposits already in. Well, that's where that comes from.
They're going to be waiting the grudge races and we'll be waiting to test, man. They ain't got time to see no shootouts, man.
I'm sick of these people. These people are happy because JR. That's why I tried to tell Bobby last time about crewmen. When they so happy because somebody else coming on here calling people out. What's that word I told you, Bobby? Bobby said, why you calling that? They get so happy when somebody once every 6 months come and call somebody out. Then they get so happy, dog. You understand what I'm saying? That shit don't mean nothing, man. Once every blue moon. I'm sick of these people, dog.
Yep.
Well, all I know is this here. might get them to 20 grudge races, and I let the grudge races be my show. Damn, a shootout.
Yeah, then when the grudge races don't get off, then you have to be.
Well, then I call the shootout guys back.
You be the first one.
Every too late, man.
What if you got 20 grudge races coming and don't let five or six of them get off?
He'll be the first one back.
The shootout is the headline.
You know how y'all will pay a punk out in a minute.
The year in finale got built up, though, with that big money.
They got ahead.
I said, he know how they do. They'll pay a punk out in a minute.
You know they got a lot of good races going on. They got ahead of it.
He going to lock you at 10. Yeah, but Mike didn't have a good show one of these times, and Mike still paid the whole pot. I'm trying to get it back. Work both ways.
That's part of business, Tony.
Exactly, man.
This is a business.
Mm-hmm. He's trying to get fans in the seats.
As long as people don't do like you, lock in and pay the punk out, then you can do that.
Oh, man.
Now, Jamie. Please talk. Quit talking about Q. Q ain't said nothing all day on the show. Now you're trying to pick at Q again.
I said you. I ain't said no Q.
You the last one paid the fuck out months up. Then you talking about Q.
I'm talking about you.
No. What's the difference between what I did and Q did? What's the difference between what I did and what Q did?
You doing it consecutive, Tony. You done paid the last.
Hey. Q is batting 1,000, boss. Q done paid the punk out of every race
you
did
paid
this
the
year.
Last eight
now,
punk out.
Tell me I'm lying.
You done paid the last punk out. You always get on
Jamie,
and name
you
the
ain't
race.
Hear
the race.
You
don't you tell the people the punk out you done paid.
Jamie, you didn't hear me. I said, and I quote, Q done paid the punk out money on every race he done raced this year. Am I lying?
I don't keep up with Q. I wasn't there. I don't know what happened.
No, now you keep up.
I think when you make them videos started before you race, I think that jinxed you.
No, Jace.
Let him keep doing it, man.
Q didn't make no video. Hey, Boo. Q didn't make no video. He still
made one.
Sorry. You made a video, and everybody saw you spray water straight down your damn carburetor. You went and made a pad without even getting it out.
I understand all that. Now, Q did not make a punk. Q didn't make no video, but he still paid punk out. We ain't talking about no $300 like I paid. That man paid $1,000.
How you know they ain't getting a cop out, man?
Dog said it paid $1,000. Thank you.
Don't put that on me now. Don't put me in that shit now.
I know how to make up a lot. I'm in enough trouble.
Yeah, bro. Did Q tell us on the morning show he paid $1,000 punk out money?
Yeah.
Q did say that, man.
Yeah, but he said,
but you said dog, though. You said me, though. You said me.
Yeah. And you think Rock gave me any of that money back?
Yeah, that's good.
Man, I look $300 and shit. They don't make nothing about no $1,000 worth of what? If I lock in $1,000, I'm going to go out there and race with 3 wheels on my car. But, Jamie, see, we're talking about paying punk out. I'm going to ask you a question. Everybody has been asking this question on the morning show except you. We're going to ask you because you ain't no different than nobody else. We want to know is this. How do it look? Q to go out there, make a hell of a goddamn pad, look like goddamn Salt the Bitch 2.0. Come back around, bring the car to the trailer, pay the punk out money, and go out there and make another Salt the Bitch 2.0 pass. What's your philosophy on that?
Anybody that got something that knows something about Ray, evidently must be lower transmission fluid, Tony. Graph must ain't look right. His converter must ain't come back together, Tony. So he must be low in transmission fluid.
So, okay, we're going to accept that. So why he go right back and do the same pass after he paid the punk out? Because
he filled it up with transmission fluid and tried it, Tony.
So why he filled it up with transmission fluid and then kept the $1,000 in race?
What do you want to keep? Because he'd rather lose $1,000 instead of losing whatever they had to bet to pay the $1,000, fill it up in fluid, and go back and check and see did his car work, Tony.
Amen. Amen, sir. I couldn't answer that question no better. So why, when my car ain't performing right and I pay punk out money out, I'm wrong?
You just, because you paid 10 punk outs in a row. We sick of you, man.
I paid 10 more times than you.
We sick of you.
You ain't did no different than what I did, Jamie.
Yeah, we sick of you, man.
He won the last race, huh?
Listen to me, Jamie. I mean, your opinion, Nicole. Everybody wants your opinion on this. Okay, if your car got oil pressure, you know, Q told me on the morning show, I don't think he was on vacation or something. Q told me on the morning show 3 weeks ago, Tony, you make yourself look bad by paying punk out money. If I got oil pressure, I'm going to fucking race. That's what Q said now. So his car was cranking up. He had oil pressure, but he didn't race. The problem is, it's not when they do it. The problem when I do it. That's basically what's going on, Jay.
See, I know how you twist words and all that. See, Q, you might be missing some words Q might have said. Q might have said, you tell nobody exactly what
no,
Q said. You're going to make
no,
it look like what you want it to
no,
look like. You understand what
no,
I'm saying?
No, it made me look bad,
so,
I said.
So at the end of the day, at the end of the day, I have to hear it from the way Q said. Because I didn't hear Q say you paying punk outs back to back to back, Tony. So you ain't say what the man said. So that's probably
that
something
that
Q said in the way
you
want to say.
Jamie, you said, Lord, he got oil pressure. He ain't paying no punk out money.
So it sounds like Q would be a good race, huh?
He was making the trip.
Yeah, Q. Hey, you also said when Q get oil pressure, you was going to run it. You also said
Boo,
that.
Boo, tell me this now, Boo. If I did the exact same thing that Q did, I went out there and paid the punk out money. I made a hell of a pass, come back to my trailer, hold rock, he give you $1,000, man, I don't want to race. Then I go right back 20 minutes down the track like a goddamn winning the goddamn twos, like dogs in twos. What would you say to me, Boo?
Q don't care what you say, Tony. Q know that. You understand what I'm saying?
Hold on,
Tony. If you look at Q first pass, you can see something wrong on the first pass.
What was wrong? The damn shutdown area was too goddamn short for him to stop. So I passed him. That's all they were wrong. Now, dog and cowboy. I was standing right beside me. When Q made his goddamn pass, and them up dog, now your brother's dogs and cowboys said that motherfucker flying.
But ain't nothing wrong with that, Tony. But you know.
Okay then, don't say nothing wrong with the man. Car, the man flew on both passes. Cowboy lost money
No, he did not fly both passes.
How come he did? Look at Jamie. You know, goddamn well, Q had to look like mighty goddamn fast. And Cowboy bet $500 and pay like the pot pay. So you know,
hey,
Cowboy saw that bitch flying.
Tony, you can't tell me. And I saw it on the video. You can hear it on the video, Tony. You can't tell me.
You can't tell
me. I saw it on the video.
Me, Cowboy, and Dog was
I don't care
live.
Where
you
were standing. I don't
you
care where
phone.
You were standing at, man. I don't care where you were standing. You could have been driving the car. That ain't going to change what I'm telling you.
Okay, dog. Can you answer the question, dog? The past me, you, and Cowboy saw Q made, right before he paid the punk out money, have you ever seen Q car go any faster? Yes or no? Quit whistling, dog. Answer the question.
I ain't in it, but he looking pretty good, though.
I know goddamn way looking good. And then when he made that pass, what I said, dog, I said, y'all might have gone home because Rock in the face book got money. Rock ain't get off the goddamn line. He can't beat no Q, no way, no how. And Rock come, and before the words come out of my mouth, before the words get out of my mouth, Q done went down there and walked down there and gave Rock $1,000 now, Jamie. Now, y'all, if I would have did the same thing, Jamie, you would call me jackass of the week now, Jamie.
I'm calling you a jackass now if you think Phil couldn't get down that racetrack. You is a jackass.
You trying to say Rock could get down the racetrack?
You just said they couldn't get down the racetrack. I said if you think
they
couldn't do
it.
Get down the racetrack,
they ain't do
you're
it.
A jackass.
They ain't doing it in front of my two eyes. They ain't doing it in front of dog's two eyes. The dancer ain't
Tony,
doing it in front of
no
Scott's two eyes.
One no money up. Hell, how many times
what
you been
looking
at
now, Damon. Who gonna go out there right before you got a $10,000 raise? We
did it.
Blow
we did it. We done it numerous times, Tony. We done done it numerous times.
Oh, hell no. Boy, y'all goddamn just take up for man. No, he wrong.
You ain't got to take up for nobody. You just, you just got an old-time theory, Tony. That's just need to be washed away. That shit need to be washed away, man.
All right, let me ask
you. Got an old-time theory.
Let me ask Cowboy and Dog. Dog, Cowboy. When Q made his pass, who was y'all been with? I don't know the shit
that
they talking about.
That's
who
not
y'all,
what you said, Tony. You said both of his passes.
No, I said after we saw Q pass.
You no,
you
said that after. You said that after, man. You said that after. I said what I said.
Damn it.
So
man
when did
so
you
good,
say the
combo
on it? I said second pass or first pass?
Second pass.
So he paid the punk out after the second pass. Well, evidently,
yeah,
he saw
and then he went
right
out there. Well, he made the second pass look like a goddamn. Oh, he would have sought the bitch on that goddamn pass. Come right back to
hey,
the trailer, hand rock $1,000, and go right back out there and did another goddamn goddamn pass. Am I lying, dog? Because who
wasn't
there?
Right. He didn't like that ticket, huh?
Well, he wasn't trying to run goddamn Steven Jackson him in the shadow. He wasn't trying to run the shadow, man.
Tony, that ticket told him how fast he didn't go.
Well, Rock, I mean, Boo, can't you understand? The man was making a damn trip. Rock wasn't even doing that. Rock didn't even get a ticket. Go and call, get them blowing the tires off. Rock didn't even get a ticket, Boo.
Rock never throwing some new shit in there because the money wasn't up yet.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, that
you
was
had about he had that many people at the track. He had about 125 people at the track. Every bit of them 125, even Rock was betting with goddamn Q.
Oh, man.
Talking about it. Rock got to do it on purpose. Anyway,
hey,
go
hey,
go out there and purpose
Tony,
and blow their
did y'all ask Q did y'all ask Q on the morning show why he paid the punk out?
Yeah, we asked
what was his excuse?
Man, well, we
what
asked
did he say?
Huh?
What
he didn't
did
say nothing. He didn't say nothing. Said somebody thought his friend was acting funny. But, Boo, that man could have cut off at 3:30 and still be Rock. He ain't need no fifth gear. I'm going to tell you what I saw, man.
Lord, I must.
Let me tell you about Saw Boot. I ain't trying to lie, trying to scoop nobody up. If you don't believe me, if you don't believe my lying eyes, ask Dog and his lying eyes. Ask Cabo his lying eyes. If you don't believe mine. After Rock made his pass, Boot, Cowboy bet $500 with goddamn Rock. I mean, with goddamn, with Q. When Q lost, when Q gave that man that $1,000, he gave away Cowboy $500. He don't know. He don't know the catastrophe of the shit, collateral damage when he paid Rock that goddamn money. Don't you know Cowboy was mad at him? Now Cowboy was a little mad when Q paid the punk out money. Don't get me wrong, but that mother was big mad when he saw Q went back out there and went down that damn track flying. How do you think Cowboy felt? How do you think Cowboy felt by the $500, Boo?
Hey Tony, I wasn't mad either way. I wasn't mad about
no
$500.
No, you
said no. No, I'm mad
oh
because
God
Rock
damn
fucked me.
No.
Cowboy, I'm mad because Rock fucked me. That's why I was mad. I was mad about the $500. Matter of fact, I lock in with Q again. $500. It don't matter.
If he raised, but you ain't gonna bet like the pot pay. I bet you do that.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it next time when Q raised. I'm gonna pay like the pot pay.
Cowboy said, I don't give a damn if the last thing I do on this earth, I'm going to get Rock back. I'm going to
get
his ass back. I'm going to kill him.
Yeah, I'm going to get him back. I'm telling you, I'm going to tell everybody I'm going to get him back. I'm going to fuck him. I'm going to fuck him like he fucked me. But I'm going to fuck him worse than he fucked me, though. I'm the best fucking
at the end of the day, Cowboy, Jamie,
I'm
going to
fuck him worse.
Just, at the end of the day, it's just goddamn best to bet on your own goddamn shit. Not Jamie, dude. Jamie hard bet with no other cause.
Devin bet with a lot of cars.
I don't know how this shit going out. I don't know what they're doing. I ain't doing it. Devin ain't going to bet with a lot of cars too funny now. He might throw away a little $100, $200 or some shit like that. But he ain't doing that shit.
Devin bet $1,500, $2,000 with a car and lost.
What car did Devin bet $50 and lost with? And we ain't had nothing to do with it. What car you did that with?
Crewman.
On Crewman?
Yeah, so Crewman stole it away. He gave our money away.
Jamie bet $50, though. Rick Crewman.
Yeah. Yeah, probably more than that.
surprised me. They don't have to do no shit like that.
A lot of things we do, Tony, you don't know.
That surprised me. But you and said, like, get mad at Rock. You ain't supposed to get mad at Mark, but you're going to get mad at Q a little bit too now. Q had bad fuck out money. The right thing Q should have did was come down there and ask me, you, me, you, and our dog, hey, man.
No, I ain't mad at Q.
I'm thinking about paying the punk out money, but if y'all
I'm mad at Rock because he fucked me. I'm mad at Rock because he fucked me. I know he fucked me.
Oh, yeah, Rock did that shit. Rock fucking her. Now, just tell you what Rock did, boo. Rock knew he
knows.
He was going to pay the punk out money, right?
And
Rock
then he locked
knew
me.
That advance. He went down to Cowboy talking about log in, Cowboy. Pay out the box.
But look here, I paid him with no problem. I paid him with no problem and laugh about it. Because, yeah. Boy, the damn Cripple Cross is a motherfucker. Bleed it.
So Rock already knew the guy was finna pay the punk out.
Yeah,
Rock
already knew.
Hey, boo, Cripple Crawls is a motherfucker, ain't it, boo?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
They gonna call him 10 times more than 500. Cripple Crawls is a motherfucker, boo. You know, I'm the best fuck in the world.
Q could have come down and said, don't y'all bet on the side, man, because I'm gonna pay the punk out money.
Matter of fact, I should have gave him another $500 because hell, he needed. He had nobody there. That's what I saw him do. I walked over there and gave him another $500.
It's damn like he got that ghost tag over there now. It's damn good. God.
Hey,
damn.
Boo. Sad. I told Dawson, Dawson, I should have given Rock $500, man, another $500 because he needed.
I seen it on the video. I was like, damn, I was about to come up there.
So he needed that $500 from me. He needed another $500 from me. Shit. I ain't mad about it. I'm happy he got that $500 because he was fucked up.
Well, Robson did you like that Cowboy. You come over there supporting this race? Come over there, got
man,
there supporting this
race? Rock pulled to do what Rock pulled to do. Tony, that $500 ain't bothering me.
And the budget.
If I can't stand this. Lose $5, I shouldn't even came there.
If you come to my house and invite you to my wedding, my reception, come to my house, I'm not going to just fuck you like that now. I
just
couldn't do
well,
it.
Well, I just, you know, one thing about it, Tony, I'm a good fucker, so I know how to fuck. So I ain't worried about that.
Come back what I missed.
I'm a good fucker, I know how to fuck, so I ain't worried about that.
This is how Rob forgot him. He probably going to try to get some of the other people, too. Oh, he ain't doing about the Chupa Cowboy. He ain't trying to get nobody else.
Oh, yeah, I tried to get my song, but I wouldn't let him get him. I told Mark, no, don't you bet. Let me do it. Let me lose.
Well, Rock's trying to get everybody.
But, Tony, I'm the best fuck in the world, Tony. So I can't be mad.
I told Boo.
I just
got
to get even.
You said you were going to get him back.
Oh, yeah, you know I'm going to get him back. I'm going to get him back 10 times more than got me back. Mark, my word, 10 times.
Y'all said it was a ghost town. He probably went in the hole anyway. So.
Oh, he went in the hole. He went in the hole by 14,000.
Yeah, I just look at it as I want. I won't worry about it.
Well, yeah. You went in the hole easy enough. Good God, it matters. Talk about getting another show. I'm in the hole like that. I don't know if it was a bad weekend or I don't know. The economy just fucked up. I don't know. I think the economy just fucked up right now. We're charging goddamn $30 to get in the gate, $50 to park your goddamn golf cart, $50 to park your goddamn car. Shit. Can't afford to go no track now.
It get pricey when you bring your kids and shit.
I ain't lying. Bring some, kids get in free, but bring your wife, your brother-in-law with you and shit like, shit. You better hope they got some money. You have to be in the red when you come through the goddamn gate. Now, it's a question that everybody want to know, dog. I'm going to ask you a question. Can you answer yes and answer the question, dog? Can we ask you a question, dog? Jay, man, ask this question. Can we ask you a question?
I think dog at the track.
Don't let no fucking truck. Ain't it raining up there? I thought it was raining up there. Dog, you on the phone? Dog on mute. Dog, this ain't no hard question, dog. Just ask a question. Ain't no hard question. I know you don't want to get into it. This ain't no hard question. Why are you about to be scared to answer my questions? Damn, man.
Paul.
So now? Dog on the phone, you won't answer the damn question. Well, Steph, it's going to be a hard question. We need no hard question.
Cowboy.
Ma.
What you ask him, Tony?
I wanted to ask Dog, when Rock won that money from Cowboy, did he get him for doing the show, Mike, for the mic and stuff, or did he get paid? That's all I'm going to ask him. It's no hard question.
Oh, God.
I don't know if Dog get paid or not.
Dog probably fell out. He'll be with you, man.
I want to know if Dog get paid or not. I want to know. I'm going to be on the mic. I want to know I want to know if you don't sign a contract with a man to pay you so much money to do a show, $1,000 to do a show, but he don't have no good show, do you still get paid your whole $1,000? That's what I want to ask, Dog. That's all. Now he don't want to answer the damn question.
Oh, shit.
You think Dog got paid or boot?
He should have if he didn't.
That's why I wonder how that shit go, you know.
Dog don't get paid by the crowd. Dog get paid by the contract, Tony.
Well,
that's why I
want to
know.
Did the
well, he don't get paid by the crowd. If he
that's
if
why
he signed a contract to do a show, he got to get paid for what he signed to do a show for. If he signed for $1,000, he get paid for $1,000.
I was trying to find out what kind of goddamn mold Rock was in.
Hey, what you bitches doing? Hey, you know racing pussy bitches. What y'all doing tonight?
What's going on, Ricky?
Lord. Here we go. Right,
what's up?
Ricky, sound like you had a fucking party. Are you at the Ray Trade One?
Well, we had a fucking party. We racing. Where's all these old down bitches at on this phone?
Oh, Lord. Here we go, y'all. Here we go.
Tony, he looking for you, Tony.
Look for me. Anybody in the world looking for me, because look for me. I'm easy to find.
Well, lock in right now off the trailer tonight. Come to Charleston. Where you at?
You can't tell nobody why you're at the trailer. Why didn't you tell me yesterday? I'm not going to tell somebody when you get to the track. Come on to the track.
Tomorrow night, darling. Lock in.
I'm going. We're going to Valdosta, man. You ain't going.
Friday night, lock in.
You coming to Valdosta?
Saturday night, lock in, Darden.
That's where everybody gonna be at Valdosta this week, man.
That's where your hoe gonna be at. That's not where we gonna be at.
Oh Lord, there you go. You be a 5 second car.
I'm just fucking with y'all. I'm hanging out with the Godfather. We at Darden, but y'all have a good night.
Dog,
I told him you went in a two.
But
he coming now. He coming.
Not 2 seconds, 2 hours.
He's doing that field walk.
Still, dog got 40 questions. Ask him. He can go back to work.
Tony, you should have asked Rock to get paid, dog.
Rocky on the phone.
Oh.
Rocky on the phone. Dog hit him. I haven't asked Rock no questions like that now. Either way, after the disaster here at the weekend.
Okay.
Boo.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't asked Rock no questions like that from the disaster here at the weekend. I'm waiting about another month. It might be all right to ask him that. Not right now.
So I told you that money always supposed to be to the side, your payouts and all that before you open the gate.
You have the money to the side, man. It's hard to goddamn put that much money to the side, bro. Come on now.
Who out there?
You got to pay the track $16,000 for 2 days.
Damn.
Yeah, so it gives me $5,000.
And then the room call like about $250, $290 something a night.
Then he had to pay the, didn't he have food out there too?
Don't know, the room call about two something a night, don't it? To get a hotel room.
Oh, one bird room will call. I know goddamn we want room for one bird room
for five. Cowboy. What happened?
Tony Earnberg room called almost $300 a night. Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike here. Mike here. That's why he ain't came Friday. Room too damn high.
I go to room, goddamn wrong room for something. I ain't know.
Jeez. Herbert room costs $285.95 a night.
Boss, what happened? Why y'all looking for rock? What happened? God damn, I just
hey, boss, that's why I came back, boss. That's why I go back and went
rock,
back.
Tony, they're rock. Hey, Rock. Rock.
That take,
rock
man.
On the phone.
That would take.
That was me. That was me, Tony. I just asked what happened. What are you talking about?
What happened? I was going to get on Rock by doing Cowboy the way you did.
Oh. Oh, shit. That boy said he'd get him back. Shit. That boy said he don't even want to talk about that shit.
Don't get me wrong. I might have did that shit, and after the race, I would have gave Cowboy money back. I was just playing, man. I already knew what was going on.
Tony, stop it. That bullshit.
I would have gave the money back, man.
Dog that told us a million fucking stories how you done got some motherfuckers.
No, Tate,
shit.
I would have told Cowboy. I could have got you, but I ain't going to take your money, man.
You had a car. They say you goddamn pulled oil or something on the goddamn car and had a motherfucker thinking the motor was blowed up. And,
That's a different story,
hey,
man.
Hey,
Cowboy
hey,
came.
Hey, hey,
Tony,
stop that bullshit. But what about
okay, I'm asking you a question, Tate. If Cowboy came to your show, you give it a show now. Cowboy came to support at your show. Out there talking trash to people, just having a good time. You want to talk that man $5 with you.
Hey, Tony, listen here.
Answer the question, Tate.
That man did what he had to do. I ain't worried about that $500. That man did what he had to do.
That's just like Cowboy. Cowboy said, you know how many motherfuckers, goddammit, I didn't get. And I ain't going to say how he got them because, I ain't going to say that. But it comes back to it. When you're a gambler, that's why Cowboy said the man even tried to get him some money back. He said, fuck that. I don't want it. I'll get it back the way I'm going to get it back. Cowboy mad, but he like, okay,
Cowboy, Rock tried to give you the money back?
No, he tried to give me some of it. He said, I'm going to give you some of your money back. I told him, keep it. He can't get it all back. Keep it.
Bullshit.
I don't want some of it. I don't
bullshit.
Want 300. I don't want 400. I don't want 350. I don't want none. I don't want 2 fifths or nothing. I want it all. I want part of his ass once.
Tony,
I'm going to get him back.
Hey, Tony. You pushed your motherfucking car to the sideline in Florida about 4 or 5 years ago, motherfucker, on me. And I was laughing. Like I said, this motherfucker Tony crazy. It's finna rain. You pushed that goddamn car there. It did not. It started raining. Right when it was time for me and you to race, I paid you off. And as soon as you pushed your car back to your trailer, it started pouring down rain and canceled the race. You didn't feel bad as they take, man. I'm going to give you
money
back.
I'm getting old.
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
Your ass is getting old. See, I'm
I don't remember that. I probably don't remember that.
I know you don't remember that, motherfucker. But
I ain't saying it ain't true. But, Tate, it's a different story.
But, Tate, I don't want my back. I ain't asking for it back.
Tony, you got hustle.
It's your show.
Tony,
it's your show.
He's
your show,
man. And Cowboy,
I laugh about it.
He know how the game is. He done hustle.
I laugh about it.
You didn't hustle.
I can hustle, too. I can fuck a
motherfucker,
too, but I laugh about it.
I didn't hustle, motherfucker. Cowboy
different.
Said
that's
it's all good. He just
I'm saying what Cowboy said. Cowboy worried about it. I'm just saying it's different.
Cowboy
this man come to this man's show. This, me and you was at somebody else's show. This man came
Cowboy
to Rock's show.
Cowboy didn't
Rock
expect
house.
For Rock.
Tony.
I don't give a fuck who's your
Tony.
Boy. Cowboy.
Hey, Tony, the reason I got mad at Rock, Tony, the reason was Rock.
Rock to hustle him like that.
Yeah, Tony, because reason for Rock, Tony, because I went to Texas and waited for Rock transmission 4 hours,
right,
and we ain't charging now
down. But it's a hustle, Tony. You hustle, motherfucker.
Yeah, so I don't worry about that.
Hey, you ain't asked the question. If Cowboy would have brought your transmission
like,
to Tate, you.
Say you can't crush nobody now, Tony. You got, do you?
But Tate, Bob just said Tate wouldn't have did that. When hard to be doing the phone with the exact same name.
No,
right.
I wouldn't have did that if me and him had
that's
this type of transactions going on.
That's
and this,
right.
That, and third.
Right.
I wouldn't have did
that. That's right. That's all I wanted to hear, Tate. That's all I wanted to hear. That's all
I wouldn't
have
did much.
No,
but Tony, I ain't mad about it, Tony. I ain't mad about it, Tony. I just got to get
me.
Even.
Listen, he done looked out for me on some other shit that they had nothing to do with no gambling, just on us. But even though we gamble, help me and Ken gamble all the time, but hell, Ken might, he ain't going to do nothing to trick me out no gamble. We going to gamble fast. You know, we going to gamble fast. Hey,
yeah,
Tate, I just got on. What happened, Tate? Like, mixed shit going on. Hello, you just heard me ask them what they were talking about. You ain't hear me say what they were talking about.
Yeah, so, hey, Tony Brown, what happened, man?
Nah. We ain't going back over this. Last time we're going over this, huh?
I knew. All I did was ask you what y'all was talking about. See, I knew about the situation already. You ain't have to rehearse that.
But if I would have did it, if I would have did to somebody, I'd probably bet $10, not no $500, because I ain't want to
catch
it. $500, not hurt me. $500, you're like $5. It not hurt me. $500, that hurt me.
$500 hurt a lot of other two folks, though.
It didn't hurt me, Tony. I'm good. It didn't hurt me.
Tony, let me know what happened. What happened?
All right. Q called Rock and told him that he's not going to be able to make the pass. He's not going to be able to run. He's going to pay him the punk-out money. Come down and get the punk-out money. Cowboy, I think Rock going to get the punk-out money. Come back, walking back down to the track and saw Cowboy. Cowboy, I bet you $5 on the race, and I'll lock it in. Pay like the pot pay. Cowboy said, okay, fuck it, shit. Because you don't look worth the shit. I'm going to do that. Cowboy bet the $500. And Rock automatically just gave it to him. But wasn't no bet. It just gave it to him, really. Because Rock already had him. Got his fuck out money from you.
Oh, man.
Tony, it ain't no problem. He got paid. And then I was smiling.
That's what I'm saying. That ain't for you to even get Rock on this type of show and do none of that.
No,
that
I ain't going to fuck with him right now.
Yeah, don't fuck with him.
He good. He got paid. I paid him. And smile about it. So if I lose a bet, I got to pay.
Rock, like Cowboy said, you can't be mad at Rock because every motherfucker that grudge racing, no grudge racing is a game of trickery. You trying to trick the next motherfucker.
That ain't no one no race. That's
like
that's dirty, man. That's fucked up there now.
Yeah,
I made him
cow.
At least
I
paid him with pride.
At, money. At least you're supposed to have a little chance at your money. Cow have no chance
I
at all.
I paid him with pride.
At the end of the day, it is fucked up, but ain't no rules and really ain't no real rules in goddamn grudge races, sir.
That's thirsty though. That's thirsty though, boss. That's just thirsty. Plain fucking thirsty.
Well, I mean,
and the man bought me a goddamn transmission way to goddamn Texas and then charged me. Man bought me a transmission way to Texas and then charged me. What the fuck? I like fucking him out of $500, man. That just couldn't do that.
Hey, man,
and I'm
doing like
bitch on the phone. I couldn't do no shit like
that. Goddamn money to pay dog or pay whoever.
Ain't no point of needing that. I'm a dirty bitch on the phone, but I couldn't even do that shit. To my worst enemy.
So, man just did me a favor,
bought me a transmission way to fucking Texas. What the fuck I'm doing some shit like that for, man? You ain't been a month. Come on now, Drake. Don't do that.
But still, Tony,
How many times you done tricked the motherfucker that did that shit to you?
That's a totally different scenario, man.
It ain't nothing no different.
It is
right?
Different, man. It's different, man. It's totally different right there, man.
I'm waiting on you to show me what's different about it.
Yeah, a lot. There's a lot of people in the grave doing that dumb shit.
Yeah, well, the shit you did, a lot of people in the grave for, too.
I ain't did no shit like that, man. Come on, man.
Man, you done did shit worse than that, Tony.
Hey, man, if I did some shit like that for $5 or $2 or $3, not no $500.
It don't matter what it was for. You did it.
Yes, it do. A motherfucker laugh off $2 or $3. Lobby said they laugh off no $500.
$500. So what the fuck is
that? Cowboy
laughing that shit.
Cowboy, every night Cowboy went to bed, this goddamn, we keep thinking we had to get Rock back. He gonna get him back, too. You bleed.
Oh, no, I ain't think. I know I'm gonna get him back, Tony. I ain't thinking about that shit. I thought of that shit now. Shit don't bother me. I go to bed sleeping good at night.
Hey, shit don't bother me. You can't out-sleep you slick motherfuckers. All you, that prime time shit was the most slickest motherfucker that I ever knew.
Oh, Dre, everybody know trick you, Dre.
Huh?
Everybody know trick you.
You a goddamn liar. You fucked me last year out there in Hard Out when you ran dog, motherfucker. You knew you was gonna gap him with pocket chain with that.
That's you got a chance. I could have went out there and red lit. I could have went and blowed the tires off. At least you had a chance at your money.
Had no chance.
You had a chance at your money.
Hey,
you had a chance at your money though.
Phone there. I done been tricked. You done been tricked. Every motherfucker done got. It ain't now motherfucker on this fucking earth to tell you that they ain't never got.
That's different trick, man. That's strong arm robbery. That ain't no fucking trick. That's strong arm robbery right there now. It ain't no person.
Well,
the trick is a trick. Strong arm robbery. Strong arm robbery.
Hey, hold up.
Might as well. It'd have been better if he had a gun on him.
Tony, I ain't mad about that man needed that money. I ain't mad about that. I helped that man out. He needed help, man. I want to give him $500.
Yeah, shit.
That
mm-hmm.
So we gave him $500.
No,
so you hear that? The man say he want to get a man $500, man.
You know, give blood bleed if you want.
Yeah, I'm back with it.
There goes somebody else is back with it, bitch. God damn. I ain't
boy,
going back no more.
Y'all got some shit going on, Tony boy. Say, if it's a messy motherfucker in the grill,
they ain't
the
only thing went on. They ain't the only thing went on this evening. Dre Green and got them called back to him.
Saw that. And what happened with that?
I don't know what.
Well, why you call him? Based out of the one put Dre Green ass.
I know a call out been made. I know a call out been made.
Based out of the one put J.R. Gray ass out of business.
Well, why he calling y'all out now, cowboy? Why he calling y'all?
Because
out
he ain't ready. That's why. A lot of people call us out when they ain't ready, Gray.
Oh, okay. I got you.
When the car in the shop, a lot of people call you out, don't
they? Yeah. Well, if J.R. Gray doing that shit, he need to be slapped because you ain't got no business calling the man out when this shit.
We ain't got no oil pressure with backstabbing. Everybody know backstabbing in the shop. We ain't no backstabbing. Can't make
but
the man get ready with
Gray
it. Yeah, we
like
fuss at the man every day about getting ready. You know, getting through with backstabbing.
I seen them call out sweetness now. I did see that now. You know, I
called out black gold too. Called out black gold too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Where's them goddamn McCain boys that they were just putting up all these posts and shit last week?
Yeah,
what's
Gray
going on?
Seen a goddamn mother that went somewhere and tested and seen a goddamn hell of a number. What the fuck going
what's going on now? Hey, dog, can we get Ryan McCain or Lester McCain on here and see what's going on with that shit? Because, they were goddamn all up on Jason S. ass last week, and now he fighting back now. Goddamn, what's up?
All that
them
goddamn
dogs calling
too.
Them Bill Snow.
Huh?
If dog calling, they're going to snow.
It probably is snowing out there all goddamn ready. It's raining up there, so it's all turning into some snow pretty soon.
He called out sweetness, too.
Hey,
Gray. Hey, Gray, yeah. I got Lust on the phone. I just Lust.
Hey, McCain.
What's up? Yo, what's up?
Hey, McCain, I see they say J.R. Gray called y'all out.
No, not yet.
Yeah, can the small block, yeah.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah, okay. He got his good. Yeah, I need the cap.
Oh,
Well, see, he's trying to get us locked in, but he won't lock in small block.
Oh, okay. I ain't know about that part.
It's on there, J.R. Griffin. He's going 484. He got a 484 in there. He's going 484.
That's still a big block.
Yeah, he did say that. He said that.
Yeah, see, that's why he left it open. He said, I'll lock y'all in, Jason Nick, versus y'all. But he never did say small block. We said, said small block, but he wouldn't say that. So we know what time it is. We ain't locking it on the blind, bro.
Oh,
I ain't doing
that. No wonder calling that backstabbing. No wonder calling that backstabbing everybody.
No wonder.
Yeah. He called out. He called Sweetness out too. See.
Yeah, he damn sure called Sweetness
out. Okay, well, you didn't think he called him out with that motherfucking small block.
He offered one and one with that small block. Jamie told him, "Fuck it, put that small block in there Friday night and lock it in. We'll take the 1-on-1, 1-on-10. He won't do it.
Yeah, with that small block. That's right.
He won't do it.
Yeah, so
now,
he's trying to use that old big block in there.
So now the question of the day is, who did he sell that small block to?
y'all tell him put a big block in there and come see us at Darlington this weekend. That's what y'all need to tell him.
Who did this?
Told him that, Ricky. We told him that. He said he won't run you land. We told him that.
Well, then tell him to suck out of his hose ass. Tell me to suck out of his hose ass. Begging, motherfucker. We don't do begging over here. Tell him to suck out of his hose ass.
For Ricky to be a motherfucker out of Mississippi, he sure talk nasty to people.
Hey, I'm a nasty motherfucker.
Ricky, you've been hanging around dog too long, man. You've been hanging around dog too much.
Rick,
now
you're
gonna be on the weekend left with the
Earn Carlos. Well, I like dog. My number one guy. Anybody fuck with him?
Hey, Rick,
fuck
what shootout
me.
You getting in?
The big dick shootout.
Okay, left him gonna be in.
Well, he can get the big dick then.
I ain't drawing on Ricky. Ricky said I'll be picking. I ain't picking with Ricky.
Okay, but look, you're going to be in the same shootout, right?
Yeah, but I ain't picking on Rick.
Lester and McCain guys, my guys, they are. I ain't picking on Rick because y'all be going on Rick, and I ain't fucking with Rick.
No, but look, you're going to win it, all right?
We're going to race.
Us as a team are going to race to win. Left in it and Rick in it. That's going to be a good one there, boy. God damn.
That ain't going to be no good race.
Who going to get gapped, Tony?
Talk to bitch on this gap. We fuck with goddamn that damn orange car.
Better he's going to gap the shit out of that motherfucker.
I don't know. It's going to be a good one.
It's gonna be a good one.
That goddamn Mustang ain't slow either.
Hell no, that's a fast fucking orange Mustang. I'm gonna see. But that motherfucker gonna have to come on with it.
Oh yeah,
Rick and that Camaro got a good goddamn race too now. Rick and that Camaro be a good damn talking a good
goddamn
race.
We up on this. Working on this motherfucker now.
Okay,
then. Y'all leave Lester alone. That Lester's racing. That motherfucker late races. Mr. McCain, he be racing. Y'all leave him alone.
Won't you tell your Ace Boone dog that he racing and getting bad a week sometime? Tell him that.
I got a line dog up in this bad motherfucker he be driving. I got a line dog up.
Man, you can come back to the phone and watch the end of that goddamn.
Dog finna go off in the twos in this motherfucker.
Ricky. Yeah.
Ricky. Look, we got Tony Wright just walked up this motherfucker. What's up, Tony?
Come back to the phone. He's still gonna be
Ricky.
Going down the track.
Ricky. Dog up in Shorty bitch to die. We putting dog in Shorty bitch.
Ricky, when dog leave the line. Walk to your trailer, go take your piss and shit, and come back, and you're going to catch the end of his goddamn pants.
Look, hey, dog ain't holding down the racetrack every time he comes up there, Tony. Dog ain't holding down the racetrack, though.
Boy, yeah, I walked on the track the other night. Wasn't nobody there. Shit.
Dog look ready to meet. Hey, dog, you look like a bad motherfucker in a helmet, dog. You a bad motherfucker.
He got
my dog.
Man.
I love dog. Hey, I got
Hey, Ricky,
Tony
man,
Ryder
that's a motorcycle helmet, Ricky. Ricky.
Tony,
hey, Ricky,
Tony Ryder, the bad
Ricky,
motherfucker.
That's a dirt bike helmet. That's a dirt bike helmet, Ricky.
No, it
Ricky,
ain't now. A dirt bike helmet made different.
Man.
That ain't no goddamn, that's a street bike helmet.
No, man, that's
Most
a dirt bike helmet. Ain't got
yeah.
no face
Y'all
on it.
He used to wear airplane helmet.
The dog
falling
that helmet here, bust his lip up.
He done went to a street bike helmet now. Y'all be
kidding.
Y'all got to lay off motherfuckers on this motherfucker now.
I said, well, once you put the headphone on that helmet,
the motherfucker look
Ricky,
good
get down
to me.
The headphone. Put the headphone on that helmet.
Ricky, why you got five helmets to the house? Why you won't get down on
the
helmet?
The motherfucker got a helmet on. I can't give him my fucking shit. Hold on, this bitch.
Ricky,
goddamn, she got a. This bitch got a big ass pussy.
You got five, six helmets to your goddamn house and won't donate dog one full face helmet.
Hold on, this radio's giving up. I can't hear shit.
I said you got five, six helmets to your house. You won't get dog full face helmet. That's all. That's wrong.
Huh? We going to live like?
Five, six...
Hey, we finna fuck him up right here. Yeah, we already told him. Get your car, Tony Wright, you bitch ass motherfucker. We finna fuck you up.
Man, what have they gave Ricky to drink
tonight,
y'all?
Dog versus Tony Wright.
What have they gave Ricky to drink tonight, man? Y'all please tell me.
Oh, C-25 is some nitrous.
Y'all knew that man been drinking. What did he give him to drink tonight, Ma?
Hey, Tony.
I know we finna fuck Tony Wright up.
Hey, Tony Bynes.
Yeah.
Hey, I see right here, Crackhead just called J.R. Gray out now.
Who that?
Hey,
Crackhead.
You going in the front or back?
Crackhead, ain't can't be no J.R. Gray. Crackhead
huh?
Done paid the punk out money. Crackhead done paid the punk out money, so he can't be no J.R. Gray.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I saw Crackhead the other day. That motherfucker, that was getting up out of there, boy.
But why did he pay J.R. Gray the punk out money?
I think so at the time.
Oh. Hey, Cowboy, what a race that we get.
I'm going to Darlington.
Oh, they got a show up there?
Yeah, that was Ricky and my left them at.
Okay. Who giving that show, Cowboy?
You know the white guy that gave a show over Jackson that time. It had a good crowd.
Oh, that's right. Aaron Teagle.
Yeah, I'm going over there.
Okay.
They're gonna be crowded over there. He's getting with good money.
Yeah, we're having last week. Ain't no guarantee. Wait and see. Gonna be crowded now.
Yeah, but he can't. But hell, he got good racing over there.
Yeah, should have had goddamn Q and thought the bitch over there last week. Shit.
Yeah, but I'm gonna
like
go over there.
I mean, it remains to be seen. Ain't no guarantee. Ain't no guarantee they're gonna be paid. Yeah, shit. Kind of fucked up right in a second.
Well, a lot of people over there now, Tony. I'm going to Dollar.
Well, that's a crowd. Wins that crowd.
I'm going to Dollar. He's gonna be all right.
That's it. That's it. Okay.
All right.
Tony, have you ever thought about it? It could have just been promoted. No, Terry Trump promoted that shit good for him. Well, he had some good big time races. He had Talk to Miss Dad, Wesley's Night, Vendetta.
But like you say, Tony, it probably was just were rock, Tony. People probably ain't want
to
come.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They were on television.
Okay.
A lot of people don't fuck with some people, man.
Tony, he had the goddamn local people ain't even came there.
Man, look, you know, Rock had his show last year. That bitch was packed wall to wall.
Yeah, but the local people ain't even came, Tony.
Yeah, I know. I know local people didn't come. That's a problem.
It's a problem, Rock.
But the local people came last year. She was packed. I looked at the videos.
I bet Darryl's show be packed Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Darryl's show be packed.
Oh, man.
But I'm saying that we'll see Friday and Saturday. I think the economy fucked up, you ask me.
Shit, the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the economy ain't going to be fucked up this weekend.
The economy ain't fucked up.
If your philosophy is right, they'll have a pipe show Friday, Saturday. But if you got that, be the same thing like Rockhead last week, we'll know the economy stuff.
Ride past Walmart in the mall.
How
was the race last week, Tom?
Yeah, shit. If you'd have came, that was made about 130 feet. If you'd have came, 129 came.
Oh, man. Come on, boss.
I ain't going to lie. Boss ain't wrong about that. It was awful. There wasn't nobody there, man. It's unreal how politics work in this no-time, stupid-ass pussy racing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened, but goddamn, Ricky, tell the truth, and when nobody.
It damn sure.
Boss, when you write, I'm not gonna stop you when you write, boss. You write a lot.
So y'all mean to tell me the legendary Gilbert?
No, it's better right there.
I don't think
right,
it's just
yeah,
one.
Right
I
here,
think
right,
just a common
right
people
truth,
just.
Right here.
I think money just tanked right now, Drake. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, man.
I tell you what, I bet you can't park up front at the mall tomorrow.
Hold up. Let me throw this disclaimer out there right quick. How in the hell money tight on his race, but it's packed on everybody else's shit?
No,
come on,
Drake. Anybody really had no big race?
You're right. But when you got so many promoters racing on top of each other, it makes the spectators' money get really thin, and they can only support what they can support, and then it's nothing else. You know, they're trying to, but they can't because they got to buy food, groceries, diapers, everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean,
but Ricky, he want no raise on top of here, though, Ricky. Ricky, he want no raise on top of
racing. I know because they've been raced out.
Let me say this here, and then I'm going to stay out of the way of this.
That better be packed this weekend, Rick.
Hey, trying to buy.
Which race you talking about? Which race you talking about, Cowboy?
The Ray Hutter now?
And it all depends on how big it is.
The same thing with rock race. But see, the car count wasn't even good. Y'all talking about the spectators. The car count wasn't even good neither. I'm telling the comments.
Oh, man. Not the car count.
It ain't no damn economy, bro. I can tell you
that. Q and Vendetta. He had four goddamn cars. Vendetta,
it ain't no
Rock.
Goddamn economy, I'll tell you that.
If you're buying groceries this year, you're feeling it. I'm telling you. It's rough.
I'm telling you, groceries high, gas is high. Everything, your bills, the water bill, my little goddamn water bill, like it's a damn double.
Taxes are high.
My water bill was $70 for a fucking month. I'm like, goddamn, bro, this ain't gold.
Nothing doubled, man. My water bill doubled.
Oh, y'all,
what the fuck
my shit has
y'all
doubled.
Y'all gonna be some water from the Gulf, so don't worry about it, Ricky.
Not only the crowd went there, the racers went there. Rob was giving away $10,000. You didn't have a fucking
Oh, man.
Did he still give it away?
Rock was giving away $10,000 shootout, man. But then my full real call show up.
That's all right, y'all. All right, we got Dog going up against Tony Wright. Just letting y'all know.
All right. I just saved the tournament. I just saved the tournament on my car insurance by switching to Geico.
Every fucking thing don't win up, man.
Hey, listen. If damn show ain't no economy, that they can keep that life somewhere else.
Great. Don't tell this damn economy ain't fucked up, man.
The economy is more fucked up than it's been in history. Look, watch any fucking statistical news
that don't mean reported on it. But
a lot of motherfuckers faking it, man. They playing
a lot of
good.
People faking like a motherfucker.
Anybody find a fucking spot?
Shit, boo. A lot of people can't afford to goddamn pay $50 to get in, $50 for your golf cart, and $50 to park your car.
Hey, y'all know what it was? Do y'all know what it was per seat to go to the NHRA race in Charlotte? We didn't have no great seats. No, it wasn't. $85 to go sit way up. We sat way up.
$5
to park. No, we didn't. We didn't want to spend all that. But it was $70 just to go sit way up and watch that shit. I mean,
you take a
good sized family. That costs them $400-$500. Who can afford that shit? Nobody can afford that shit when you.
How many seats you have?
Not right around now. You take your wife,
damn,
a couple of kids, your sister-in-law.
I didn't know you were going there, Rick. I could have got you some tickets.
I need some, kid.
Where you going?
I need one. I don't know. I had to sign up. I would love to kiss one.
So, hey, kid, I'm back.
Now, look at his kids.
Calling out all these motherfuckers that scared of him now. Ooh-wee.
Oh, man. J.R. Gray's a bad man.
Yeah, he damn so. Hey, Tony, what you say? I ain't far from him. I'm right there with him.
Yeah, the economy fucked up. I mean, Dre, if why come in one but four real, but Q, I don't know if it was he going to get his shoe out or not. He had four fast cars there last week on $10,000, Q.
Oh, come on, boss.
I mean, it was a free shootout, Dre. Free.
Oh, hell.
But okay, so
you still didn't have a four fast cars, four four eight four cars. That was
so why Big J had a big sellout, Tony? If the economy fucked up.
Big J didn't have no big crowd like he supposed to have. He had an all right crowd, but it wasn't big as it got there used to be.
Well, what y'all got to understand, they had a big crowd. Hey, when they had that big ass crowd a couple of years ago, that car, we were coming off COVID with nobody else doing shit, and that's
well,
the
that
only
crowd
track
I thought you supposed to use to have.
That's the crowd that he had was when we just getting off that COVID, and everybody, that was the only track available to go to. So, hell, you had everybody flying down here and going there to go to that track. Yes. Hell, yeah, he had a monster crowd.
His crowd wasn't fucked up the last couple weeks ago.
It wasn't fucked up, but it wasn't like that one now. That's
and Jake
had
a damn good crowd. Jake had a hell of a crowd.
Well, I looked at the stands. They must wasn't in the stands. They must have walking around because I looked at the stands on them, racing. They were walking around and shit.
Shit, man,
boss, they were there, boss, but they don't throw races over in Texas like they do over here.
Jay shit was packed as a motherfucker.
Yeah, over here, everybody throw a race every fucking week.
Right.
Oh, man.
It's such thing as getting burnt. You can get burnt out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We
got three motherfuckers that do promote out in Texas.
Right, you got three motherfuckers to do promote. I got 50 over here, so.
Yeah, 50 over here every fucking week. Two or three goddamn races a goddamn weekend.
Big J is bad now. Big J come over in Orenburg, she have what Rock have over here. Hard to promote.
That's right. But if Texas had many, if Texas had many racers and promoters we got, that should be thinned out a lot of times, man.
Yeah, it's anywhere. Let go up in the north there. You got
dog just beat the shit out of Tony Wright. Just letting y'all know.
Common sense.
What happened, Ricky?
Y'all beat Tony Wright. Just let y'all know.
Oh, okay.
Well, y'all need to go. Ricky, go ahead.
Wouldn't be nobody.
That must have been a test pass.
He didn't beat nobody.
Where car is Tony Wright in that old car, Ricky? Is he in that old 44 car?
Dang!
No, he was in a black Camaro. He was in a black Camaro. Both of them have problems, but, you know,
what up, change.
It's really cold out here.
Oh, you been quiet than a motherfucker all fucking day. You been quiet than a motherfucker.
I was on this
to
y'all day laughing at y'all today, man.
Well, let's go. Hold on.
Yeah. I was laughing at you here when you were talking about somebody some shit you said, Mike ain't grud racing no more. Yeah, I was on that list. That shit laughing at y'all, crazy motherfucker.
Now, I said them cars that he's tuning on must not be grud
right.
racing no more.
Right.
Boo, what you trying to say, Boo, who
you like between Sweetness and J.R. Green?
When
they race.
That ain't going to happen, man. They trying to say they call
him
out. Yeah,
you got to trade it right with J.R. Gray, though, boss.
You
got to trade
it
right.
He said he got to have a small block in there if they going to run it.
Sweetness ain't said nothing about that. Sweetness ain't said nothing about
that. They
ain't locked them in either. They tell y'all everything.
They tell you everything right there. Trey came on there and said it on the post. Trey said,
Mal, don't be speaking the truth on these motherfuckers like that, though.
Okay, all right, I'm going back to mute. Take me to
no, I was trying to find out, Ricky, if Sweetness and JR go ahead and race, who you like?
I like Sweetness. Sweetness beat the shit out of JR Gray.
Okay, well, I want him there.
Sweetness just
you just said it because you just can't do this because Mike the president.
Hey, anybody take two losses in one weekend need to shut the fuck up.
Oh man.
Oh Lord, now hit him below the belt now. Hit him below the belt now.
My bad, Mike. If Ball says it's below the belt, I am sorry, I apologize to you.
That sounds like a kidney punch.
It's gonna come back. It's gonna come back around on your motherfucking ass.
I like what y'all doing. I like what y'all doing. Y'all out there racing. A bunch of these bitches on this show ain't doing shit. So I like what y'all doing.
There,
y'all
Ricky.
At least racing.
You got a point there, Ricky.
And gonna get back up there. And what?
And gon' get back up. That's my pipe. That's my boy. Hey, hit me with that cash out, bro. I love you.
Goddamn pipe. Pipe done spoken. Pipe done goddamn spoken, y'all.
That damn pipe. That's a bad motherfucker. Got them cornrows. He looking good. Walking around.
Oh, man. Not the cornrows.
Shit, yeah, he cares like nobody
hold on,
else.
Hold on, Ricky. This pipe my dog, man. Don't tell me how good I'm looking.
All right. Now, dog did win, but they had to push him off the racetrack. Y'all don't tell him I said that.
Hey, that's why y'all put it disclaimer in today, say,
well, the carburetor, the goddamn carburetor fucked up on the car.
Well, how he won is they got to push him off.
Well, the other car went dead. It had the worst carburetor on it.
So how dog won? They got to push dog off.
Right, cowboy. Tell him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cowboy. They some fucked up carburetors up here in the Carolinas.
So they must be winning and got the golf cart and pull dog cart. Pull dog cart. That ain't one.
Yeah, because the other carburetor fucked up before he did.
Dog
got there first.
Hey,
the
water
dog
woman
dog been trying to get a carburetor for the last 8 months, man. Carburetors can't be that hard.
He needs a carburetor. That motherfucker is pouring fuel everywhere. That motherfucker,
hey,
right-ass carburetor.
Hey, Ricky, can you answer a question for me?
Who did?
You know what this is? Did the orange Mustang?
Oh, that pipe. What's that pipe?
Yeah, then the orange Mustang beat y'all twice, one time in Texas.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
He beat us one. Let him fucking beat us again, goddammit.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Let him fucking beat us again, then, goddammit.
Uh-huh.
Get
that's what I'm talking about. I gave your bitch ass props now. I said, hey, y'all racing that thing. Don't talk to me, goddammit.
Get on his ass, Mike. Get on his ass.
Sucking my dick.
You talking like you ain't never had it done to you before. That's what I'm talking about.
I've had a bitch fuck me over before.
Get off that trans break.
No, he on that can.
Oh, man, he sound like Lenny Williams.
Well, you know I love you.
Maul,
me and you always been cool, man.
That ain't even me, Gummy.
Uh-huh.
Ricky, what you had to drink tonight, boy?
Ricky's drinking that goddamn pop
on. I'm on that rum right now, bro. I'm on that rum.
And everything
that
was wet.
We can say you on that good cushion alcohol.
Got some bad hoes.
Hey, Ma, he sounded like that earlier today. He must have been drinking all day long.
Yeah, he been drinking all day.
Ricky, you going to go in there, get in that camper with a hard dick by yourself, boy. It's going to be rough.
Hold on. Whoever said that, just know I got bitches everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't go with that dry dick. I got bitches.
Ricky, Jamie got you a nice place to go to. Korean girl, Chinese girl. This is great.
No. I don't go in the sloppy seconds. I got bitches. I already planned this shit out. Tomorrow I'll be bald.
Women up here in South Carolina, don't do that, Ricky.
Oh, goddamn, the fuck you say?
You ain't got no goddamn women.
You're going to sleep in there with Steven.
All I got to do. All I got to do is send them a picture of this rotating dick, look like a goddamn helicopter.
Oh, God.
You must go sleep in the cradle with Stevie tonight.
No, cowboy, don't hate, cowboy, on what you don't know. I'll send you a picture of this big,
cowboy,
bad motherfucker, and you'll be like,
goddamn.
Anaconda. The anaconda, Ricky.
Tell Jamie to get Ricky that address where he did that last time. The girl.
Man, Ricky, fuck the hell out of that girl.
And well, I tell you, he's going.
If they don't like it in the front, I'll hit them in the back.
Oh, man, not the rear end collision.
Ricky, you must have been piping on that back shit, man.
What you call it, kid?
Rear end collision.
Ricky, she there waiting.
Rick
on you.
Out there,
you
crazy move.
I'm a overachiever. I'm a overachiever, y'all. I don't give a fuck.
Overachiever and undereater. Overachiever and undereater.
This girl
Ricky,
told me one time. Hey, boss. This girl told me one time. She said, give me 12 inches and make it hurt. I fucked that bitch twice and hit her in the head with a brick. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, but hell